Hello.
Hello.
Fairly ready?
Fairly ready.
What does that mean?
Means I believe I'm ready.
I'm
And welcome.
surprised because you just came green like just 2 seconds ago. You didn't test, did you?
I didn't. I
You were just rolling the dice. You were
was
just
taking a chance. I was
taking a
running
chance.
late, so I had to throw caution to the wind.
That's why you said fairly.
That's why I said fairly, because it's uncertain.
Yeah, you lucked out this time.
I did. Whew. That's a close one.
The kids must
Am I
have not
coming
played
through?
video
Do I
games on
sound
there.
okay?
Yeah, do I?
You sound wonderful.
Oh, that's fantastic. So this is like our last episode before the holiday break.
Is.
Are you doing anything special? Are you traveling?
Over. No, we the furthest we go is we go to relatives that are a couple hours away by car, so we don't have to fly anywhere. A lot of driving though.
Are you taking time off?
I'm actually off right
Are
now.
you really?
Yeah, I'm
You
done.
have 3 weeks off.
I'm done.
Are you taking off till like New Year's week too?
I'm taking yeah, New Year's week.
Holy crap, you got 3 straight weeks.
I'm done. I'm out.
Oh my
Fuck
God.
you all, I said. Fuck you. I'm out of here.
Oh,
And I
you
walked out
lucky
the door.
bastard. I am so jealous.
I stormed out the door. But the last, like, this week was hell on earth to finish all my stuff that I had to finish. Sucked. I didn't finish it all. I had to hand off some of it.
Ah, the handoff.
I had to do the handoff.
What if they fumble?
Nah, they won't fumble.
Then
I left
you
the easy stuff.
then
I
you
left. I
point
did all
the
the hard stuff, and I left the easy stuff.
okay, you left the easy stuff. Man, I'm jealous. I'm really jealous. I'm only taking Christmas week and then th 3 days off that following week.
Okay.
But I could take off. Like, I should have just done it, but I just worry about the new, like, January being pure hell, and I just don't want to put myself in that predicament.
Yeah. Well, I still had vacation days left, so I just.
Oh, I do too, especially this year because I'm on a schedule that forces me to take Christmas week off. So I'm not even burning vacation that week.
They give you the whole week off?
Yeah. And then I
Nice.
get New Year's off, so I'm taking 2 days vacation essentially. And it's highly probable that on Thursday and Friday of that following week I'll make up most of the hours anyway and hardly have to take any vacation. So this week I'm gonna take it pretty easy, I think, and cruise into the holiday. I hope.
Yeah.
We just lost two people pretty fast. Well, three people, so I don't know how that's gonna.
That people that quit.
That went to other jobs, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I hope I don't get
That's not
any of
good.
that tasking.
That's not good.
Yeah, I'm gonna be
So
overwhelmed,
everyone's
but
bailing ship.
yeah, I think so.
We don't really have we my company we didn't really we haven't really had that a lot because we just have layoffs every few years. So
That's a little worse,
they
but
take they get rid of the people.
yeah,
So they can't
for
quit.
you, yeah.
Yeah. They make the decision for us.
Well, I'm hoping to stay where I'm at until I retire, but I don't know if that's a doable do.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that either, but who
But I'm
knows?
talking to people, and even though I'm in position to retire at 55 financially, if I can hang on to 59, I'm much better. Because that's the magic date, 59 and a half, where you don't get penalized at all for taking out
That's only four
your
more years. You
stuff.
can, that goes by no time.
That's 4 more years closer to death, though, too.
Yeah, It's easy when you're young, like us, but yeah, when you're 55 and you have to do 4 more years. 55 is young. That's still young to retire.
Oh, it 55 is young to retire.
Even 59 is young.
I don't know anybody that retires younger except for like teachers and firefighters and policemen, that kind of stuff. But I think most of those people go find a job afterwards. Like they're retired from their profession, but they're not retired, retired.
Right, they still have to do other stuff to
Yeah.
bring in more money or to keep busy.
I think what I want to do is just t try it, like, and then go back to the workforce in some capacity. What would be perfect is if I could retire at 55 and then go half time until 59 and a half. That would be sweet.
Yeah.
This has become the
Mean,
retirement show. Welcome
today on
to.
Geek Brunch, we'll be talking about retirement planning. What can you do to prepare yourself for the future? We'll be talking IRAs and do you want a Roth IRA or traditional IRA? That's coming up
Yeah.
on the half hour mark.
I don't know what I want, so I just get one of each. Just do a little bit of everything.
That's a good strategy.
Yeah, don't trust any one thing. I
That's what
have
I do with.
the three-legged stool plan. In other words, I still need to be able to stand up on three legs on that stool if I lose a couple legs.
You'll still be standing.
On a five-legged stool.
Yeah, maybe get like a 10-legged stool.
I can still afford to lose two legs.
It's important to plan for the future.
It is, I
Because how else
think.
are you going to buy comic books
I
if you
don't, I
don't?
don't, I think when I retire, my philosophy's gonna change, though. I
You're
think
done, yeah.
that's like, that it's not gonna say I'm gonna be done, but it's gonna be, I'm gonna be offloading more than I'm income, you know what I mean?
I do not know what you mean. You're going to be
I'm gonna
selling
be
your comics.
selling off stuff more than I'm bringing in.
Yeah. So that's your plan
It's my plan.
to offload.
Yeah, 'cause where else is it gonna go? Nobody gives a shit anymore. I mean, like my nephew and niece don't care. They don't want this paper. They're in the digital world. Barb
Gotta.
doesn't want it. She doesn't want to be held back by this stuff.
So you either gotta sell before all the people who like paper die,
Yeah.
or two, wait for everything's whatever cyclical. So wait till the cycle comes back around and people are into paper again, and there's no paper, so it'll be very valuable. But we'll
Yeah,
probably
that's what I'm
get.
waiting for is the post-apocalyptic where paper turns to gold.
That's true,
And
man.
there's no electronics and like we'll be rich and Daryl and Martin and they'll be like, can you spare a square? And I'll
Especially
say,
comics,
no,
because
you wipe your ass with that leaf.
it's
And then you're gonna have to eat the leaf because you went digital.
but you know, I think comics are going to be especially valuable after the apocalypse,
Like
because
records.
what do we have? You'll have books, and and there'll be comic books. People like books, but after a while, you're like, I don't want to read anymore. I want to see something, right? And I can't watch
Yeah.
TV.
Right.
Comic books. It's
Book
visual.
book yeah, books and comic books. There's not going to be no internet. You're not going to be plugged in.
Right. And the kids who want to watch like a superhero, they can't watch a superhero movie. They could read a book, but they want to see the superhero.
That's right.
So here you go, kid. $400.
So we
400 gr stacks of wheat for
That's
this
right.
400 soybeans.
Give me some romaine lettuce without the bacteria.
I'll take 6 pounds of cricket flour for dead rabbit number one.
What the fuck is this cricket flour? Do you eat that?
I have not. I know you can get it on Amazon.
Well, I know that Martin's going and he wants to go into that business of cricket flour and cricket making stuff from crickets. I
Yeah.
thought he was originally doing it for pet stores because crickets are very valuable to feed to snakes and reptiles and shit. But how much are you gonna make? You know, it's like, well, that's a nickel for a bag of crickets.
Yeah, I don't think that you get a lot. I think you get more, but if you take those same crickets
And you mince them to
and you
flour.
dry it up and you mash them up and mix them in with some flour and make some cupcakes, you could sell them to hipsters for like $6 a cupcake.
Would you eat it? Willingly? I mean,
Yeah,
it's one thing to eat it
yeah,
and
like a whole cricket.
like no, it's one thing to eat it because you have to, like you need to eat it. But willingly, would you put cricket in your mouth?
I don't know if I would eat just. I would try. I mean, I'd try a cricket. Like I know you can get like barbecued fried crickets or whatever.
Yeah.
That'd be weird. I'd try it. I don't know if I'd like it or
Well,
not.
let's just say that you are invited on to Survivor.
Yes.
And your work says, "Damn, Bill, we want you to go on Survivor. We're still gonna pay you while you're gone. You're gonna go on this Survivor thing." And then you have to go and you have to eat exotic things. Like you're in the competition for winning the competition. They're saying, "Eat this meat." Would you eat it? Eat some brain, eat some menudo.
No.
Eat some, you wouldn't eat it.
I don't think so. Well, I mean, I guess it, yeah.
And basically it's for
I'd have
$1 million.
to think about it. I mean, this would I would make the decision
You would just
before I
shit your,
said
you would
yes to
shit
the show.
yourself, but who cares?
Well, I'd have to prepare myself. I wouldn't
How
just
would you
go in.
prepare yourself? Are
I'd
you
have to start
actually
eating
revolted by it? Like revolted, like
my
it
brain
touches.
and innards.
But there's money involved.
Right. No, I probably wouldn't do it because my chances of winning Survivor are so low
No, I'm
that
telling you, you're close to the finals. You're in the final four.
I. So that's the final challenge.
So you have a 25% chance.
You're asking if I would eat brains for $1 million.
Yeah.
Sure. What's the worst that can happen?
What if they just said, "Eat this hamburger"?
Yeah, fine.
You could do it. Your
Sure, why not?
system would fuck up, though. You'd
It would.
probably.
I'd be in pain, but it's $1 million. I mean, I'll have a couple days of agony, a couple days sitting on the toilet. I
Wow.
mean, my system's going to get rid of it pretty quickly, so. Then I'll be
That's
done.
very
Then I'll be.
interesting. Yeah.
I'll have $1 million to buy
But
whatever
if
I
you were
want.
early on, you'd like weigh the probability. What are my fucking chances? I ain't
Yeah,
gonna
my
eat this
chances of winning
shit.
are so fucking low. There's no way. I'll be out on the first challenge.
Yeah.
Like, this is already too hard for me. I'm going. How much money do I get for participating?
I don't know. I don't think I could do it if I had to keep it down. Like if it was okay if I ate it and then had issues later, like
But, I mean,
immediately
if you're
afterwards.
s serious about it, you could just prepare yourself and just eat like weird foods before you go. Get your
Yeah.
body. Because stuff like that, I mean, like with anything in life, once it becomes routine, then it's no big deal. So eating brains is disgusting. But if you eat brains every day for a month, eating brains would be like nothing.
I'm
You'd
looking
be like,
up
give me some more.
cricket flour.
Give me some. So cricket flour is when they add. Crushed up cricket, dry. I think it's like dried crushed up crickets to flour, and the reason you do that is it adds protein to the flour, so it's more nutritious.
Pure
That's my
cricket
understanding
flour.
of it.
$39 for a pound. What the fuck is this? This is definitely pretentious bullshit right
Oh,
here.
yeah, I tell you. 30, how much a pound? All right, that's it, Mike. We're gonna have crickets on our the Geek Brunch Ranch.
It's like $13 for half a pound, a quarter of a pound. This is like bullshit.
Completely.
You know, Ronnie told me that I should buy you this shirt. Did you see what this shirt is?
Oh, that. The tofu
You
one.
know what? You know what the odd thing of it is? I didn't snap what it really meant at first. Like, I didn't get it. I said, I want tofu tonight. But the way it's separated, it's like, I
Yeah,
want to
it's like,
F you tonight. I was
I'm gonna
like,
F you tonight.
I didn't get it until, like, later.
All right.
I was like, that's pretty fucking awesome. I would love to see you wear that at the con. I want tofu tonight. I want to F you tonight. That's pretty neat. I like that. A vegan and vegetarian food lover's perfect substitute. This t-shirt is great for the holidays.
I thought you were talking about the cricket flowers still.
Oh, the cricket flower. No, the cricket flower is.
Vegans eat crickets? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think it's meat.
Vegetarians eat crickets?
No.
Just bugs.
I don't think you could eat, like, live things. Oh, that's dead
That's true.
plant.
What about a pescatarian? Can they eat bugs?
No, because I think they're closer to the cow family.
than the seafood family.
I don't know.
These are interesting questions we raise. We go deep into these subjects, these important subjects that kids are talking about on the streets.
Mostly on Nerdy Legion. That's the only place I hear about cricket. Cricket brownie mix. $13.95. Cricket bites. Gift pack. Five assorted flavors. They're made in Portland, Oregon. That's interesting with Aaron Myers there. Wonder if he eats crickets. I'll have to ask him.
That's a good question. It's a very
Eat
it's all the
bugs.
rage. Isn't that where the hipster stuff starts in Portland?
Yeah, I think that's where all that stuff
It all
starts.
starts. I've never had any. I've known about cricket flour, but I've never had any.
Organic cricket protein
And now I know
crackers,
why, because I'm
chili
not going to spend
flavor.
$20 for half a pound of cricket flour.
$41.95. So I go to the comic store on Thursday, which is a weird day for me to go. I usually go on Wednesdays. I
Sure,
go,
sure.
it closes at 7. I usually get there at 6:45, get my books and leave right off of work. But I couldn't make it. I worked like till se after 7 on Wednesday. So I made it on Thursday. And Ed was there. He's the guy that owns the store. I hardly ever see him anymore because he ha the 2 days that he has people work for him are Wednesday and Friday, and those are the 2 days I usually go. Wednesday is 80% probability. So I can walk in, get my books, and I'm like, "Damn, you look skinny! Like, what the fuck?" I haven't seen him in like 2.5 months, and he's like on some weird diet where you pay like $300 a month and they send you like five snacks. They're like making money like left and right. I mean, the snacks, it's like a bag of like a little bag of chips of like protein chips or
Right,
crackers,
they're
and
just very dense
yeah, it's got like a shake
protein. Okay.
thing and it's got like a little tiny yogurt. And he went on this diet, I forget what it's called, but he trimmed off like 65 pounds. He weighs less than me, so I'm bigger than comic book guy now. So I'm like, God damn, I'm getting fat as fuck. And I think it's because my metabolism has, as I got older, has just decreased. Like
It
I could
does.
do the same amount of like exercise and I could do eat the same amount, but my metabolism is slowing down, so
Right.
it's saying, hey, I'll
It's storing
It's
fat.
storing fat. So I gotta
That's what
start
like
eating
that
less.
started happening for me like when I turned like maybe around 45.
Yeah, I'm seeing it big time right now at right, and I'm almost 50, but
Yeah, maybe it was a little later, but yeah, the last couple of years, it's like suddenly your body, it's like you're doing everything the same, and then you get on the scale, and it's like, how the hell did I gain 20 pounds?
it's like what the fuck is going on? And then I've been having gout, so it's like the gout, the weight doesn't help, right? So I gotta like lose weight, so I'm putting less fucking weight on my feet. So yeah, I'm gonna try to lose weight this year. And I've already started eating less, and it seems to be working. Like I don't need to eat what I ate before. It's just that I want to. And I tend to eat fast. So the faster you eat, the more you can take in.
Right, because you,
Your system doesn't know you're full.
right, you're not re you're not giving your
Yeah.
body a chance to realize that it's had enough.
Yeah. So I like went last weekend I went to Buffalo Wild Wings and ate like 15 wings. And oh man, it was paradise though. It was mango habanero, desert heat, and then they had this new jalapeno thing. Oh, it's so good. A matter of fact, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. But and potato chips, or what do they call buffalo chips, which are the potato like fries.
Yeah.
But it was
You should just get
delicious.
a set. You should get a salad instead of get a salad instead of the fries with the dressing on the side.
And then get the all the diseases that's being manufactured in
Well,
salad right now.
that's okay, because then you won't be able to eat for a couple of days, and you'll just be shitting all the time, and so you'll lose even more weight.
You lose the weight. Yeah. Holy crap.
That's part of the diet.
I was there and I said, "Man, you're losing weight." And he goes, "Yeah." He said his daughter got him into this diet and he said, "You should try it." And I'm like, "I don't want to eat this little. I don't want to pay $300 for a bag of four chips. I don't want to do it. I'll just do it on my own." But then he has a sweater on, like a, I don't know, it's like a sports sweater. And he goes, "Well, I want to show you how skinny I am." And I'm like, "Okay." And he takes off his takes off his sweater, and the shirt comes off with
Oh
it.
man, I've
I'm like,
heard about
this
this
isn't
move
gonna look
before.
so good. If somebody walks by, I mean, there's a church next door, and they have this comic shop owner
Taking off
taking
his
his shirt
sweater.
off in front of me.
Have to remember that one. That's a good one. I've been losing weight. You want to
Yeah, you want to see? I'm like,
see?
holy shit. I said, "I love you, Ed, but I don't love you that much."
So, did he lose a lot of weight?
He lost a lot of weight. Well, he's less than me now. So he's at the weight when he came out of the military. He was in the military, so he's at his weight when he came out. But he's doing other things. Like he does eat one good meal a day. But he does a lot of more physical things instead of going home and like binging on Netflix, which he used to do. He goes golfing, which and he does walking instead of the cart, or he'll go bowling or all kinds of
Yeah,
other
just
extracurricular
keeping
activities,
active,
or
yeah.
just go walking after work. That's how I've been getting on the elliptical, 'cause that's the one thing that doesn't hurt my foot. Is and watching a lot of TV. Like I'm actually almost caught up on CW. I can't believe it. But then the Christmas break starts, so that's good. So I will get caught up on stuff. A lot of things have happened in the entertainment world though. Like that we liked bo well, I liked it more than you did, but that Border Town, did you hear about that writer?
Yes. Well, he also did. God damn it, he did that Phantom Orgasm. What's it called?
That's why he's on
That's
trial right now. I know. Phantom
not right.
Orgasm.
Phantomagoria. That was
Yeah.
that we really liked. Yeah, apparently he's a big creeper.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Let me ask you this. Can you separate the art from the artist?
It not very
You
well.
can't? I
No.
kind of can. Because I don't really like if I'm all in on DC, I'm going to be all in on DC. It's just going to be
Yeah.
happening. I'm not going to stop because of one thing. Plus
But
the way I look at it, it's not the artist's fault that this guy turned out to be a creepoid, or
right,
it's not the inker's
the rest
fault,
of the
or the
team.
colorist,
Yeah.
or the editors that have families. So why should I stop? I don't know.
That's true. And in this case, I think didn't he get dropped by
Yeah, they canceled it.
Vertigo? Yeah. So
After four, I
it's a
think it
moot
was.
point anyway. I mean, usually they end
I
up
got
getting
an
kicked off
email from
anyway, so.
DCBS, and I think it was on issue 5 or 4. It basically said, it's canceled. Here's your refund of your money.
So is there not going to be a trade now? That's an interesting question.
There's not going to be, I'm pretty sure. I don't think the story's like even gonna finish. It's like
Oh, the
it's
arc,
almost
yeah.
like reading one of those independent vault comics, man. 'Cause they're shafting people, in my opinion. That buy
Oh.
monthlies and then they finish
Oh,
them off
going
in
to,
trade.
yeah, going to
That's some
trade.
bullshit right there. I don't like that at all.
No, that sucks. We talked about this before. It's, I guess it's understandable from their perspective if they're losing money on the singles, but it sucks.
From their perspective, I understand totally. But from the person that supports them, that allows them to do the trade, I don't like it. As a consumer, it's not fair.
Yeah. Well, or it'd be nice if they could maybe do a couple like a print on demand thing where you could if you wanted to order it, you could order it. Like then it's not going to be
Yeah.
released through
Well,
Diamond, but you can go to their website, you can
DC
buy
is
it.
very funded, and they did it with Vigilante Southland. They only did like 3 issues in print and then finished it off in trade.
On trade, yeah. And they could do it because they could take a loss. It's not going to affect their bottom line that much
Yeah, they could.
for one title. Best. That's
Or
evil.
they do like what the Great Ten did and like not finish it and or make it 8 issues instead of 10 or whatever it turned out to be.
Yeah. Well, that's what Jimmy Rob what's his name? Robinson
Yeah.
for Five Weapons, his series. I mean, this is him doing it, but he cut it short because it wasn't selling, but instead of not ending the story, he just crammed it all into the last issue.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it sucks, but
I hate when I do that.
at least we got the ending, so.
You know what's a shame in my eyes with him is I think he's so damn talented, like really talented, but he's never hit it big. I think his
No.
biggest success has been Bomb Queen.
Yeah, Bomb Queen's been the biggest, which is why he's bringing Bomb Queen back.
Is it coming back?
Yeah, he's working on it now. He's working on another arc. I mean, for that reason. I mean,
But he's really talented, and
that's the only one that hit for him,
he
so.
did the even like at least 5 weapons finished. There was that other series we liked that only
I
had
know.
like 2 issues.
Power Lines, I know. I love that one.
Yeah.
That was good.
And never it sold so bad that it they
Yeah, he
didn't
couldn't continue
can
it.
continue it.
I know, that one was good too. Damn it.
And then the other thing is my favorite TV show, Bull. He had a suit by Elijah Dushku for sexual harassment on the show, which she claimed that he was harassing her, and because she said no means no, she got cast out of it. In other words, she was going to be a regular, and now she was just in one episode or so.
And was that against?
She won her court case against the guy who plays Bull.
Oh, so it's against Bull.
Yeah.
Bull! What's up with all these creeper dudes? I
Yeah.
tell
But
you, you get into a position of power.
he's got like a bunch of people coming to his court, like he was on NCIS and saying, no, he couldn't have done this, blah, blah, blah. But I think they had like footage, like behind the scenes footage
Yeah,
where
I think it was all on tape.
they found him guilty because of it. Or
Yeah.
they might have even settled it out of court and just said, here's your I think they gave her like 2 years worth of salary, assuming she was going to be on 2 years.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that
So
she got
yeah, so she
several
got
million.
some. But I love that show. That's like my favorite show right there.
Now you can't watch it anymore.
Nope, because I'm going to separate the artist from the
From the art.
I need to
Well,
support that guy that's doing the carpenter set for Bull that does the courtroom set. He builds up the
yeah, I mean,
courtroom.
in that case, there's so many other people who are working on the show. I think it's easier to separate. Well, yeah, I guess it's easier to separate actors than it is comic book. Maybe just because it's, I don't know, comic books are more
Well,
intimate, maybe.
I did not burn my DC comics when Justiano was convicted of child pornography.
That makes you an accessory to the crime, I believe.
No, I don't think so.
I wouldn't expect you to, but I would expect if he brought anything out, you wouldn't buy it, though. Or would you? Oh,
If it was DC,
you'd
I'm all
have
in.
to.
You don't understand. I'm all in. That
Would you
means
cry?
everything.
Would
You
you
got to
feel
get
bad
the
about
good with
yourself,
the
though?
bad. No. Because there's
Would you
somebody
feel
else
bad
that's
about
working
yourself?
on the book. Well, if he put it out exclusively and there were nobody else working on it, then maybe.
What happened to that guy? He in jail now?
I don't know. I don't know how to spell his name, but what did he work on? He worked on. Was he on Shadow Pact?
I mean, because that's like the lowest of the low, right? You can't get much lower than that.
He was on. Man, I can't remember what he was on now. It was like a mini series that was popular, but it wasn't like that big of a hit.
I have no idea what.
Let me see
I
if I
just
can
remember.
find him.
I remember the news about him, but I don't remember what he was doing. Or if I read it.
Justi. Oh, there we go. Justiano. Because he was just one name. Let's see what he did. He did some Flash. No, this can't be right. Yeah, this didn't return shit.
Just do the search. Child pornography
No, I'm not gonna do that
sites.
search. Why don't you do it for us and do it live? Let's go
I'll listen.
video first.
Listen to the sirens in the background. Do a search. Dark web child.
No. So I saw my comic guy with no shirt on this week. The other thing that came out big this
What's
week,
that coughing in the
that's Barb. She's my Huckleberry. She's my Doc Holliday. She's my lunger. She's got the
she?
black lung from working in the coal mines.
It's all those chemicals.
When she was a baby, they used to put her in the coal mines.
They used to make her inhale talcum powder.
Yeah. Now that Donald Trump is bringing back the coal mines, she's
She'll have a
working in them
job. She'll have a
again.
job again. But congratulations to Barb. I'm
Yeah.
happy that she's back in the mines.
So, what else? TKO Publishing started comics. Did you see that?
Yes, very interesting. Yeah, I saw. Well, I follow Dice Art on
Yeah.
social media, and that was the first I saw it when he posted it. Very interesting. They're definitely trying a model that I haven't seen before.
I've seen part of it before. Future Comics did it before. To go not to the distributor, not to Diamond.
Well, yeah, there's places that don't go through Diamond, but usually it's smaller places,
But
independent.
they're They're releasing it in three different formats, finished stories. That's what the big thing is. You can go digital, you can go trade, or you can go singles.
Fair.
You know which
Yeah,
one I'm
it's
gonna be
interesting.
getting.
The digital, of course. It's
What?
interesting
Don't you know me?
that. Of course, I know what you're getting. It's interesting that they're bringing out the trade like at the same time as they're bringing out the singles. It's
Yeah.
fascinating. I can't decide if I want the singles or the trades. I haven't decided yet.
I want the singles. I figure
Normally,
you
I just
get.
get the trade. So I don't know why I'm hesitating. No, it's weird. Okay, here's what's weird. They're missing one option, which Geek Brunch Comics will not make this mistake. I like that their model is you can read the first issue for free digitally on their website. And then if you like it, you can either buy the single issues or the trade or the digital, which is fine. That's a brilliant model.
It's a brilliant model, but
But here's the problem. What I like to do is I like to own the first issue and then get the trade. So in this case, I could read the first issue, but I don't get to own the first issue. So what they need is an option to buy just the first issue. That's what I want.
yeah, but the probability of that model, like who wants to do that, is like the percentage is less than a quarter of a percent out of 100. Probably.
You never know.
I th you're the
Maybe
only
people want just the
you are
first
the
issue.
only per if any listener does the Bill Bomer strategy, I want to know. But I don't think it
Anyone
exists.
is not happy with the digital first issue and wants to own the first issue
And then
and the
get it in
trade.
trade.
Right.
Yeah, I want to know you. You got to be on Mike M's Weekly Reads. I want to talk to you.
What's wrong with you? And they could bundle it too, because they could do like the four, because they're releasing four series at a time, right?
Yeah. Hey, why the fuck aren't you on a collector's corner? I need to get your strategy on
So
collector's corner.
you already know my
That's that
strategy.
no, but that's gonna be but the listeners might not that listen to Mike M's
That's true.
collector's
I'm like,
corner.
that's true.
They need to know about this strategy 'cause it's like the Krieger reading in alphabetical order thing. It's strange as shit, man.
It's not strange, it's brilliant. It's a brilliant strategy.
I don't think it works though, because you could have an issue that has a horrible first issue and then has a great ending. And you can have one that has a great first issue and then tanks.
That's
And
true.
you've committed to the whole thing. My
That's true.
philosophy is you just eat it and just suck
Just
it
get
up.
all the singles
Cuz
every
you
series.
don't know until you read it.
But I can't buy and read everything like you.
Yeah.
So I gotta pick and choose. So this
You
is
know
my
what?
method of
You know
picking
what
and
the
choosing.
last 2 weeks have been? 120 plus items per week. That just tells you that's
A
a
beautiful
lot.
thing.
I don't think it's ever been that high. I don't know what the shipping is like in December, but I don't know why it's been this high.
Now, is that just DCBS or
That's DCBS plus
all?
LCS.
Yeah, okay.
But the
But is it
DCBS
like
that
my comic shop and stuff? Like, is it all
no
stuff
no
that's
no it's
written?
all new stuff.
Okay, I just new stuff. Damn, that's some.
Yes, I mean when you
Wait, say
consider
120. 100 a month or a week? What'd you say?
okay, that's a week. So
They even release that many comics in a week?
yeah, so my DCBS had this week had 106 items. Two of the items were Eagle Moss, so you can those aren't reading material. They're kind of Wonder Woman, Eagle Moss,
Yeah,
large
true.
figures. And I think there were like quite a few trades. There were like a lot of trades. I posted them on the there was like eight. I don't even know if you bought some of these. I got My Heroes Have Always Been Junkies by Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips. It's a hardcover.
I didn't get that, but my library has it, so I'm going to read
I
it through
got
the library.
Cloak and Dagger, Shades of Grey, which is the first time in print. It was digital first.
I got to pull up my accounts. That one I probably ordered.
I got Deathstroke the Terminator Volume 4.
I didn't get that.
That is the original series. I got Alien Bounty Hunter. This is one of those series that didn't complete from Vault. I got Britannia because I triple dip in Valiant. I got Zojoan. That's from Vault. And the same reason. I got the Prague Coupe, which is a hardcover from the Hard Case Crime Line from Titan Comics.
What is it?
It's the Prague Coupe. It's a
Prague
hard
Coupe.
Yeah, it's a hardcover Hard Case Crime Titan comic. I get all the hardcovers. I mean, I get everything Hard Case Crime. I got the Sons of El Topo Volume 1 from Arcania. I think you got this one. It's Bastard by Max del Raguiz. I
Oh
think
yeah, I
we
got that.
talked about
Yeah, I
that.
ordered that one. Yeah.
And I bought Rolling Blackouts from Drawn and Quarterly. So that was like all, everything else was single issues of those 104 items. So that was a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah. And then you add in the 20 plus DC books I get at my LCS. It's a lot of books. Comic books in your face!
That's a beautiful thing. I would be very happy to open that box.
Yeah, it was heavier as fuck, though. I hurt myself. It was 30 pounds in a very awkward box.
Oh, because of the eagle moss. That's right.
Yes,
Every time you get
because.
a statue, it doubles the size of your box.
So it was big and heavy.
And
Those.
probably like lopsidedly heavy.
It was really heavy. It was a heavy 38 pounds. It wasn't as he I mean the heaviest thing I've ever lifted is the when I order 1,000 halfbacks from E. Gerber. Though that's heavy. That's like back-breaking heavy to me.
Yeah, I haven't experienced
I
that.
have to use a dolly for that.
Well, good thing you have a dolly.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Did you buy a dolly just for your comics and
Yes.
supplies?
I have a special comic book dolly.
I need to get a forklift
That's what I need.
for comic boxes.
And it would
That would be
work. It
awesome.
would work on my like long boxes because I have all the short boxes on these cool things my dad built, which are about, man, they're about 2 inches high off the ground in case of flooding. But the other ones are on pallets, so a forklift could go right underneath the pallet and lift those up.
Oh.
But then I'd have to drive it up the stairs.
But you lift it, so you'd lift the whole shelf up then.
I'd lift the whole pallet with all the, let's see, they're stacked 7 high. Five high.
What we need for our ranch? We need some kind of system that's like has like a like robotics where we just do a search for the what issue we want, and then the robot just goes and gets the box and brings it up to us and brings it to us.
But we're gonna have a bunch of digital freaks in our place, and they're gonna be laughing at our asses. They're gonna be, look, I just pull it up on my iPad. What do you want to read?
That's true. And then when the apocalypse comes, we won't know where our comics are
Yeah.
because the robot won't work.
So sorry, you're
All
in
right,
our
forget it.
society, but
Scrap my robot idea.
yeah, robot idea is bad.
Just had to be drawer boxes.
We need the younger people to lift them for us.
I need to get some drawer boxes.
But Bill, I read all of these comics.
Oh, the TKOs?
Yeah.
I only read one of the TKOs.
Which one did you read?
The Dice Art one.
Okay. I read, you know which one's weird for me? Like, I didn't expect this to happen. I thought I was gonna like the Garth Ennis one the most.
Is there like a war one?
Followed by the Dice Art, and then these other two. And you know which ones I liked? I
The
don't know who
others.
this guy is, Zen Chu Chun, but I love the other two. The Seven Deadly Sins was awesome, and I don't know if it's because like I love Western comics, and I don't have one right now, other than that
So it's filling the
biographical
hole.
one. Yeah, this is so awesome, man. This opens up like with a weird thing where they steal this guy's child, and you don't know where that's going. But then it goes to a priest, which is going to visit these prisoners that have their kind of like their give them their last rites. But he's going there to target one specific guy that was a Union soldier, a black Union soldier, and he meets up with in that prison. You get introduced to a bunch of different people, and two of them are women. One of them's pregnant, and one of them is kind of like Peppermint Patty. She's more like a guy than a girl in the West. But she robs banks. Another guy has been eaten, like has eaten his people before. And then they have, these other two guys. And what they are is they're like each. There's a cat in our backyard, Barb. Does Harley even see it? That's a different one. Wow. It's like Wild Kingdom out here. But he essentially they're gonna transport him to another town for trial and then hang him in this town. And they end up breaking out, and what they are is they're like each one represents one of the seven deadly sins in the West. It's so cool, man. It is awesome. I like fell in love with it. And then the art is like right up my alley. The art was by, let's see, it's
I'm looking at it
by
now. It kind of reminds me
Antoyam
of somebody.
Travanoff. So that one like blew my mind, and then I started the Fearsome Dr. Fang. And this is also by Zee Shun and Mike Weiss, and the art is by Dan McDade. You've seen Dan McDade art before, right? I thought you did. But
I recognize the name.
I loved his art, and this is so pulpy, and you know how much I love the pulp. That's why I buy Dynamite books. This was very pulpy. This felt like one of those serials that you watch. And I buy these on DVD, by the way, black and white serials, because I wasn't of the age to ever go to the theater and enjoy a serial before a movie started. But I've always been fascinated with them. When I was in college, I used to watch American Movie Classics, and they would show these serials of pulp characters, and I always loved them. And this is what this one is. God, I loved it. So those are the ones that stood out for me. Sarah was one of those first issues that you know is going to be brilliant because it's Garth Ennis, but it was kind of like just seeing a glimpse through the eyes of this sniper, but it wasn't really laying out what was going on other than the Nazis were in Russia and these women. Well, there's women and men that are Russian that are protecting their homeland. And she's a sniper that hangs out on the trees as the Nazis are coming in. And then, so I enjoyed that one. And then there's the one we can talk about, which is the Dice Art one.
Excuse me. And
This is depressing.
I looked up the well the author of those other two books.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't know how to say the first name. If it's Tay or Zay or whatever,
Zhao,
Chun.
yeah, Chong, yeah.
He's actually the publisher
Oh, wow.
of it, so I think it's his baby. And he's actually, I looked him up because I didn't know who he was. He's actually a right he's a writer on Gotham, the
Oh,
TV show.
that explains it.
So that's probably why he
That
likes
explains
writing.
why he's like kicking, like lighting me on fire, because I love Gotham. Like, to me, Gotham is on the pedestal of comic book TV. Like, it is just up there. That is my top one by far. I love Gotham.
I need to catch up on Gotham. I'm very behind. But yeah, so it was interesting. And I don't think he had any comic book writing before this, but obviously he's a comic fan, and having r been a writer on Gotham, he's obviously involved in the superhero r writing.
Yeah. I'm going to buy all of these, Bill, but I haven't. I'm kind of waiting after the holidays for shipping reasons and stuff. And I'm also waiting on, like, I know Martin's buying them in trade, and I want to see how he gets them. Do you know what I mean? I want to see somebody else actually get them.
Get them first. You'll see
Yeah.
the posts of people receiving them.
Yeah. Once I know that's safe. And then, or the other route is, there's DCBS, and then there's another service from Cowabunga Comics, and they're like DCBS. They offer discounts through mail order, and I'm pro DCBS just because I've been with them for so often, but I think they're going to offer these through their comic store, and I might just order them through them. So I haven't decided on what I'm doing yet,
You
but
think who, Cowabunga's gonna do it?
Yeah, Cowabunga, because if you go to their website, it says for distributors, do this. Well,
Right.
Cowabunga is doing it. And I've been talking to them. I'm part of the Slack channel for the comic book page. And I've been talking to him on the side, and he's going to let me know what kind of deals they're going to do depending on how they get them and how they're shipped. Because they have to worry about shipping costs to them too. So
Right, it
they got
depends.
Yeah, they got to see how that's going to pan out.
Yeah, because I'm sure that TKO is going to give a discount to stores, but whether or not it's enough of a discount for stores to be able to give you any discount
Yeah.
is another question.
Yep. So that's the plan. I'm gonna buy all these. I believe in what they're doing. I love the formats. It's just the particular format that I want is the most expensive. So I haven't
But you get
quite.
a bo you get a cardboard box.
Yeah, but that I don't like, 'cause
What are you gonna do with the box?
I want to put them in my Mylar and.
And the one thing I don't get, they say they're oversized, but they don't say what the dimensions are.
Yeah, that kind of worries me, 'cause that means potentially it could be in a magazine box.
Right.
But like, I don't know if you bought that Image comic. We read the one that was by BKV, Borderland or whatever it was called. I can't remember.
Oh yeah, it's
Borders?
I don't know. I think I have it right here. What is it called? Let me look in my filing system. Barrier? Yeah, barrier.
Yeah. Well, there's another one called The Terrible Elizabeth Dunn Against the Devils in Suits. And I don't know if you bought that, but
What?
it's
That sounds
also
fantastic. What's it called?
The
Hold.
Terrible Elizabeth Dunn Against the Devils in Suits.
Done. DUNN.
Yeah, DUMN.
Oh, dumb.
Dumb. DUMN.
Oh yeah, I got that. Sitting on my coffee table.
Yeah, it's. Do you see the dimensions on it? It's
It's
kind of
big.
weird. It's
It's
weird.
big.
It's long. The dimensions are really long.
Yeah.
It's not magazine size, it's tall.
Oh, really? I thought it was a bit wider too.
No, it's not wider. A magazine is wider.
So it's
So,
like Barrier was big. Like, I'm gonna have to compare it to Barrier.
Barrier was tall. It might be the same height. This looks thicker than Barrier, so
I
Barrier
thought it was
had like
bigger than
six
Barrier.
issues.
Yeah.
I want to finish that, by the way. I don't know if you bought them all.
I did. I bought them off of eBay.
Ah, I would like to queue that up. What? Why don't we queue up the elongated comics for the next one?
Okay. The
Barrier,
Elongated Comics
Barrier, and
special.
this Dumb.
Dumna.
Yeah, we'll queue them up. We'll read long comics.
I also want. Did you get Highest House or not?
Highest House. What was that?
I think it was Mike Carey.
Oh, that, no, I didn't get it. It's IDW, right?
Yeah, because that one's oversized too.
Maybe I
That's
should have,
big.
but I didn't.
That's like magazine sized, I think.
The art looks fantastic on the covers. Damn.
Yeah, who did the art? I don't remember.
On the cover, well, the art in the interior is Peter Gross.
Oh yeah, that's
But
good.
the cover art is Yoku Shimizu.
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
Yeah, I like it. But no, I didn't buy it.
Okay.
So you could, but you can queue that up.
I'll queue that up in my Talcom. I'll just find all of my tall comics.
Yep.
Oversized comics.
So let's talk about the Dice Art book. We both
Okay.
read it.
So the Dice Art book is, I think it's kind of ripped from Dice Art's real life, kind of, because it's about Venice Beach, right? Is that where it was in California?
Yeah. Well, I
It say
don't
that?
actually know where it is, but it seems to have an amusement park near it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's like in the area that Dice Art lives, where it's a beach area. I think it's Venice Beach, but I could be mistaken. But where the
He's
area is
a
getting gentrified.
fascinating guy. Like, he does a
Yeah,
lot. Like, he
he
goes
is.
to Africa, he learns a lot about the world around us. He's very observant. He does humanitarian things. So you could see where this is coming from.
Right, it's he sees in his own community the effects of gentrification. So this story is told from the homeless perspective of the homeless people in the area and them dealing with it. But it's not just the, so that's kind of the social side of it. But then the story itself is about this one homeless guy and things that are going on in his life. Like, he's in communication with his son, but it almost seems like, so he goes to the library to text or to use social media, and it kind of seems like his son doesn't know that he's homeless.
And I don't think he wants him to, but he's coming to visit.
Yeah, but he's coming to visit, so you have that going on. And then the homeless guy, should we give away what he finds?
What does he find? I don't remember. You mean in the dumpster?
Yeah, in the dumpster.
Well, I think we could say like what the premise of it is, 'cause it just came out. But it's a murder mystery, so he finds a body,
Yeah, he finds a
and
body.
it's sort of a murder mystery told through the eyes of a homeless. Would you say that is a good summary?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. But so the reason I liked it, I liked it because it's an interesting read, because he does a really
It's
good
very
job.
humane. It's very
Yeah,
humane.
he does a really good job of putting you into the scene. Like, you feel like you're experience like witnessing what's going down. You know what I mean? Like, he
Yeah,
really
you almost
pulls you
feel like
to
you're
it.
homeless for a little bit. Like
Yeah,
you're in this world.
it's like you're on the street watching this all happening. Like, I don't know, he's obviously an experienced writer, but he's one of his talents, I think, is making things seem so realistic that you get pulled into it. Like, it seems like it's actually happening.
Yeah.
Well, for a little while, you get to spend time in this homeless person's world and see what it's like for him, which it's an interesting reading experience, just because the world you're getting pulled into isn't really a pleasant world.
No.
So it's kind of an uncomfortable experience, but it's so well done that it's a rewarding experience.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and you get to meet this guy's friends. Like, one kind of lives in a mobile
then his
unit,
RV.
His RV.
He's got it made.
He does. And then...
But he's worried because he hurt his foot.
Oh, and he's got diabetes is what happened, I think. I think
yeah,
he's got that
like
diabetic pain in his feet. And
yeah,
you could, if you have diabetes and you don't treat it, you can lose part. You can lose pieces.
Yeah, you can lose your limbs.
You can lose your limbs.
So he's worried that he's going to lose his foot and then he won't be able to drive his RV.
Yeah.
And he's screwed.
And you get to meet one of the characters, the girl with the dog. And
the dude on the bench who always says, what does he say? Something about, you're going the wrong way or something.
Yeah, you're going the wrong way. You're going the wrong way. It's a depressing look at our world, really. The homeless situation. And it's encased in a plot that's a murder mystery.
Yeah. But I like it. I like when I get to see worlds that I haven't experienced, but I know, you know, I mean, you know that it exists and you know there's people living on the street, especially in California. So it's interesting to see a story told from that perspective, especially from a writer who seems to really do their research.
Yeah.
And tell honest stories. So I don't know what research he did for this one.
So this one here, what does it, if you want to buy it, it's 6 issues. Digital is $14.99. Print is $24.99. You get the 6 issues plus that encasing collector's box, which I guess you could look at it as more artwork on the cover of the box.
You know what I wish they'd
full
six
collect in a single volume.
I guess that'd be too expensive. It'd be cool if they gave it in those boxes that you can use at conventions to hold your stuff in.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah.
But that would probably raise the price even higher.
Sure.
Those are,
you mean the ones that you can Ziploc or Velcro
snap
close?
Yeah,
snap cold.
Yeah,
that would be cool because you could bag and board your comics like normal. Oh, but these are oversized. That's the thing.
Yeah, no, you can't put the box in your comic box.
Because of that, I might go for that $17.99 option. I think you convinced me.
The trade option?
Yeah.
But you love singles.
I do. I just... I got a guarantee. Does it give the dimensions on these things?
No, I might have to contact them, send them a message and say, what are the dimensions of your...
Because if it'll fit in a magazine Mylar, then I buy magazine Mylar, so I'm okay.
Yeah.
But if
it's... Or if it's just taller, then it would fit in one probably, right?
Magazine's pretty big. This would not fit in a standard, I'm sure.
Yeah. Because I don't know. Did they update their... I don't know if they've updated the site to specify the dimensions. They should know better. Come on, people.
And they got 4 more books coming out.
Yeah, they got a Lemire, I think.
Yeah, they got a Lemire, a Roxane Gay, a Salvador and Steven Simone, and a Natalie Chandez and Andy Belger. Pound for Pound is theirs, Eve of Extinction, Sentinent, and The Banks. They all look interesting. What would you give this Goodnight Paradise? Alberto Ponticelli is pretty awesome in it, too. He draws a hell of a book.
Very detailed art. You can really see the grime and the shit.
Yeah.
On the street. I give it a 4 out of 5.
That's what I gave it.
I'm on the border of 4 out of 5 to 5 out of 5.
I gave the whole line across the board a 4 out of 5. Because I've read them all. But my highest one was the Western, and I think it's just scratching an itch for something that I'm really into, that I want more of, that I don't get. Whereas, like, this murder mystery, I get murder mysteries in my hard case crime, at least, and
Man, I can't
image.
find this stupid website. Oh, there we go. TKO Presents. That's their
Yeah.
website. Damn, it's hard to find. It's hidden.
It used to be that you had to pass type a password to
Yeah,
called
to get to
VIP
it.
access, yeah, but now you don't. You can just go to the site and.
You don't need to be a VIP anymore.
Or maybe it saved my credentials. I don't know.
They probably took it away because what's the? I mean. What's the point? Why make it harder for people to read them
Yeah.
if you want people to buy them? It's like print issues. I don't want to purchase. I just want to look at the details. Come on, guys.
Oh, you click on
Oh,
the
okay.
book.
I did click on the book. Damn, I don't want to add to my cart. I'm just trying to find where it says oversized. It doesn't say.
Yeah, where did you get the oversize from?
I don't know.
I think Martin put out a comic book talk today and talked about this, and I think he said oversize too. But
I saw it somewhere. It
maybe
must have been.
they tweeted it.
Yeah, it must have been on their socials somewhere. I know I saw it. Yeah, but it's weird. I don't see it on the website.
I have a feeling, just based on history and with Dice Art, that this is going to be my favorite. Like as I read, if I
No,
consume
as you
these
get more
as
into the story.
if I consume this as a trade or the singles in one sitting, I think the Dice Art one will probably ring a bell with me. Unless that Western really, God, I really like the pulp too. That was so good. It just felt like one of those Saturday morning cereal things I just love.
Here, I'm
So
looking at their.
it gets a thumbs up. I just don't know how awkward. I wonder what shipping costs on here. I'm gonna add these to my cart and see what it says.
Here we go. All our books are printed in deluxe oversized format. That's what their Twitter says.
So if I click on purchase.
Here we go. Someone asked what they mean by oversized. Oh, here we go. 11.25 by 7.28. Same aspect ratio, but an inch taller. So you're right. It is
Oh, so it's like that image thing.
the yeah, that's the barrier size. Now, why they don't put that information on their website is a sign of amateurs, Mike.
Where did you find it? On the tweets?
On the yeah, the Twitters.
On the twit machine.
So you called it. It's the barrier size. So you can fit it in a box.
Put the bunny into the box. Yeah, I read them all yesterday 'cause I wanted to see what I thought, and I liked them all.
You should have told me, and I could have read them.
Yeah, I didn't think you would.
Why wouldn't I read
You
them? Because they're digital.
hate digital so much. Like
I
you told me that you hate all digital readers, the people that read digitally, and
pricks.
hate them.
Every single person who's ever read a digital comic is a prick.
Is a prick. Well, I guess I can add myself to that list.
Now
You
you're
can
a
add
prick.
yourself to the list too,
I
because you read this, you're a
had to
prick.
I had to become a prick. I
Yeah.
didn't like it though.
I wonder if iTunes will accept that. We are pricks as a title.
Hey, I just noticed that the digital comic. But where did that come from? Never mind. It was telling me the dimensions. I don't know how I managed to show the dimensions. That's fascinating. Apparently, the dimensions of the digital comic are the dimensions of the comic for future reference. Yeah, so TKO, interesting. Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
And I know on the Legion of the Nerds, they said they
Legion
were
of the Nerds.
guessing that the print was going to be print on demand as opposed to whatever offset printing or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
But I think he assumed that.
Yeah,
I don't
they're
think they
assuming.
blatantly said that they're doing print on demand.
They did not. But if you weren't, I would say like limited first printing. Buy it now, 'cause then.
Well, I would think that as when you launch your site, you should stock up on some, expecting that
Oh, for the initial
your
orders, yeah.
initial launch, you're gonna have to fulfill and be ready for. So I mean, if I was them, I would at a minimum print 100 of each, at a minimum. It's so weird because the comic book community, are they willing, like people that do Kickstarters, they probably love this. Like this is cheaper than a Kickstarter. It's better. You get a
Yeah, and you
full
get it right
story.
away.
You get it right away.
And you know you're going to get it.
But people that just go to their comic store for physical media or go through Diamond, they might think of this as an inconvenience, and I don't even want to do it.
That's true. A lot
And
of people
I'm
are not
sure
even
there's
going to
a
hear about it.
yeah, there's probably a pocket full of people that are going to be like that. I think the digital consumer won't care. They'll just go digital. Except they might say, "Well, I can't read it in my Comixology app
Right,
or my
if it's not on
Marvel and DC app,
Comixology,
and I
yeah.
can't have guided view, and I don't want to read a PDF." So they might not like it. I don't know. It's
That is
interesting how they
true.
can do it, but I think that they're doing this. I think if this guy's in television and stuff, he's probably going to use these as storyboards, and he's probably convincing these guys to come over, saying, "I think we could market your stuff for streaming or something like Netflix." Or
Yeah, that could be.
I think that's where their strength is going to be. Is their money's not going to be in comics. I mean, their money's going to be in selling the properties.
So you think, well, that's what Radical did, right? Wasn't that their whole thing?
Radical went out of business though.
I know they did. They
And
all end up going to business eventually.
so was the Transformer guy, Michael Bay or whatever. He did that company that we liked.
Oh, 415 or whatever.
450, 451, yeah.
Yeah. Which I thought they were making one of those into something. Sunshine? Is that the one they were
Well, the
doing?
Radical, they did. They
Sunflower?
came out with Hercules. They came out with Hercules. That was based on their comic.
Didn't they have another? No. The Driver of the Dead, was that ever. That get turned into anything or not?
I don't know. I know they turned in there's one called The Abattoir, and Radical had that comic called Abattoir. But I saw the movie and I read the comic, and I don't remember if they were close or not.
So if that is their intent, this has been tried before and failed. But It might be that they're doing it this way because I don't know. Is there less of an investment this way? But you're still paying the creators, I imagine. I don't know how that's working.
But you probably pay the creators.
You don't have to pay for a print run if it's print on demand.
If it is, maybe they have their own printers. That would be awesome.
They're not giving Diamond a cut.
Right, so they're saving there. But then
And that's a lot.
they have to worry about their own shipping.
Yeah, but you can source that out easy enough.
And advertising, because Diamond sometimes does that for you by putting it in previews.
Yeah, they're gonna have to figure out their how to get the word out. I know, I kind of do want to order all of them just because I don't know if it's going to be around forever, so it'd be nice to just have them as, you know. Remember that company that came out and
Yeah, they're.
released all those
Well,
trades?
I did it with Future Comics too as I completed that run. I find Dead Universe is very, very entertaining.
Compelling, yeah.
There's something to be said for having the whole thing.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to get all of the comics that a company brought out.
Because I think you're
To have
like,
everything.
have that historical thing. It's like history. It's awesome.
And there's a few that you can do that with that are pretty easy. Like Jim Shooter's, what was that company called?
Defiant or Broadway?
Broadway. You can get all those issues. Pretty
Defiant,
easy.
too. They didn't last long. They were 2 years, 2, 3 year ran the course. Some of Broadway's though had a really low print runs. I think you could get like Warriors of Plasm and Charlemagne and all the Defiant stuff pretty easy. Wonder why he's not doing comics. I should have asked him at the convention.
I don't know what he's
The
doing now.
last one that I don't remember if we covered it on this show or not, but I think we did. He did an American mythology horror anthology.
That's right. They ever collect that? I don't know if they ever collected that. What
I thought it was
was it
only
called?
one issue. Yeah.
Was it
I don't
supposed
think
to
a
be
second
more than
one.
one issue?
Do you remember how creepy it was, though? It was like this unemployed guy who was like the crypt keeper that used to take care of children and tell them the horror stories. That was pretty weird, man.
What was it called? Oh, here, Bedtime Stories.
Yeah.
This says
Jim Shooter had one issue in there. American
it's it.
Mythology or American Gothic. I get those two confused.
Yeah, it was mythology. Now, my comic shop lists two issues, but the second one's not in stock, so I wonder if it ever came out.
Let me see.
Yeah, you'll have it if it did. I know I got the first one.
Well, that's not it. That's Bedtime Stories for the Impressionable Children. That was from Moonstone. American Mythology.
I only got the first one.
Yep, there's no two.
There.
American Mythology is weird. Like, I'm reading that one about the vampire that's like a Ed Wood movie, and I love it. But there's no third issue solicited ever. So, like, I don't know if they solicit these first issues and they're like, okay, it's not selling well, so we're not going to do it.
They just end it. What was that called?
The werewolf one? God, I can't remember. Because I ordered the second one from. I didn't order it. I forgot to order it, and so I ordered it from my comic shop, but they stopped on the third one, and I think the third issue is going to be the final issue, but they haven't solicited it yet. And then there was the werewolf one where the waitress became a werewolf, and that was really good too by Mark Werfel, and I've never seen the second issue solicited for that either. So I don't, this is a strange company, but I like what they put out. I just bought on this whole, I bought a lot of their Casper books. I bought three different Casper books on the last order.
Yeah, I get the
What?
Caspers.
One of them was Hot Stuff, so I'm looking forward to that because I used to like Hot Stuff.
Oh yeah, Casper and Hot Stuff. Yeah, it's interesting. They seem to do a lot where they get the they get properties. Do a lot of that type of thing.
Well, they
That's
have
most
ha
of their stuff.
they have that horror one, Hatchet. That goes way back. I remember me and Heath Holland watch reviewing Hatchet on Geek Brunch. So they had Hatchet, and then they have Zorro now, which I have, I'm going to jump on the new number ones on Zorro, but I missed the first run. And then, what other property? Stargate S, the Stargate property. They have that.
Yeah, then they have like
Pink Panther.
Underdog, Pink Panther, Three Stooges.
Yeah.
They're an interesting company. And their choices. All right, what did we read? Speaking
Star's
of
End.
comics. What? Stars End.
Star's End.
Stars End
Yeah.
from Antarctic Press.
You know
Who's
what? You know what this
Note.
is this what this is a first for me? Can you guess?
It's your first animal comic. No,
No.
that's true. It's your first Antarctic Press comic.
Yep, it is. I mean,
It
it's not the first one I bought. I bought Rags, but I haven't read it yet. And I've been buying some of their superhero lines that they're advertising now.
I did also read Punchline from them. I forgot to mention that.
Oh, I read Punchline, but I read it digitally.
Okay, well, we could talk about that then too. Why'd you read it digitally?
Because I didn't know it was coming out in print, and that was one of the Monica things. I'm going in there to buy a Monica comic, and I'm just randomly picking shit.
Oh, she added it.
So I actually talked about it on this show, Punchline, before.
You did?
Yeah.
I need to listen to this show, apparently. So was that like a self-released, like before Antarctic Press type thing? And then Antarctic Press picked it up?
I don't think he had a publisher, and he was like Monica, and he wanted to get his book out, so he did it through
Right. It was self.
Comixology.
Yeah, just through their submit program or whatever. Interesting.
Like, I think Monicas would work good in like a Fantagraphics or Drawn and Quarterly publication, just based on the content and style. Like, I think she could get published by them. I'm sorry, I'm stuffing my face, so I'm hitting mute every now and then.
All right, well, I'll start talking about Star's End. Now, this is a kind of sci-fi book where the premise is that it takes place in the future. So, and this is in the on the inside cover page, there's a write-up explaining kind of the rules of this universe, and they say what happened was, many years ago, an alien race came to Earth, and they kind of tinkered with our genetic code such that humans would evolve. And then while they were there, they also took some of the creatures or pre-creatures or whatever from the planet. And then on their world, they also modified them so they would evolve into humanoid creatures. So now the universe is populated with not only humans on Earth, but humanoid creatures that evolved from other animals as well. So it's a talking animal comic.
Which surprised me that I liked it.
I like that there was an actual explanation for why there are talking animals and not just that there are. Not that they're just using animals in place of humans, which is often the case.
It read like a Star Trek comic. It reminded me of Captain Ginger, except Captain Ginger has a little bit of humor to it. This one was more of a serious tone, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, Captain Ginger really played off the fact that they were cats
Yeah.
and had cat attributes, but this one, the fact that they're animals is almost a second thought. Like, primarily, they're just humanoids.
It seems like they're heartless, though. The thing that bothered me with this one is you have a captain that's taking these people, and they have all their specialists on board, and
Yeah.
they're
Well, they're
kind of like
actually.
on a training mission. They're kind of like, okay, this
Well,
is our
they're.
first mission as a
Yeah,
team.
right. They're students, and this was kind of their final thing they have to do. They have to go on an actual mission to
But they
graduate.
kind of treat it like the way it's documented, like this is a routine mission, but it's really not a routine mission because they're slaughtering 30,000 people.
Right. They were going to a planet where a disease wiped out the workforce. It was like a mining thing, but they have to go there and retrieve all the stuff that was mined because it's valuable. But they have to stand up to make sure there's no diseases in what they're bringing up.
They have to slaughter them.
Well, they didn't. Yeah, they get there and then they find out that there's still people alive, and that
I found that kind of disturbing.
there was more going on than just the disease, I guess.
Well, that the mysterious people that run this federation or whatever, they seem pretty shady to me. And if I read it correctly, the captain sort of they kind of give the captain orders and they say, "Okay, you know, who knows about this girl?" Okay, they find a human on
Yeah.
board.
Yeah, they find one alive that doesn't appear to have
She's
the
tested immediately.
disease.
She has no disease. So one of the crew members, like the doctor, brings that. It's not the doctor. It's one of like the engineers or something. He brings it's. I remember he's like he looks like a panda or something, but not a panda, a raccoon. But he brings the character on board, and they say, "Well, who knows about this girl, and who knows that she's tested or whatever?" And he goes, "Just me and this guy," and he kind of like pushes him off, and he gets killed by the humans that are on the planet with that are diseased.
Right. Yeah, so
But that guy did nothing wrong.
the student found the human alive and told the superior, and the superior reported it back to the Federation. The Federation said, kill the girl and kill anyone who knows about it.
Yeah, it was pretty awful. I felt bad for him. And then there's another crew that's going to go intercept this vessel, right?
Yeah, I don't remember the end.
Yeah, there's a woman captain on this other ship, and they're ordered to go meet the vessel. So they're going to
Okay.
meet the vessel of the students that sort of
Yeah, the ones with the
have the
ball.
girl. But I don't think they're being ordered to kill anybody yet, so I don't know what's going to happen, but
Oh, to the girl, yeah.
yeah. I liked it better than I thought.
Yeah, I liked it too.
When you picked it, I was like, okay, yeah, this is Antarctic Press. And then I opened it up and I'm like, man, I ain't gonna like this. Because I just didn't think it would, but man, it read really well. I enjoyed it
Yeah,
a
I liked it
lot.
too. I thought it was well written.
I give this a 4 out of 5.
That's what I gave it, 4 out of 5.
And you know what? The artwork is not that refined, but it works really well. Like, he does a really good job of telling the story.
Yeah, well, it's weird because some of the panels are really good, and then some of them are kind of wonky. So I think
Yeah.
that I'm guessing that in time, the art will get a little more refined.
Yeah, there's a sense of inconsistency, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, overall it's good. Overall it's fine, but just every
Yeah.
once in a while.
So thumbs up for my first Antarctic book.
There you go.
I've always stayed away because they've kind of been in that gold digger and kind of like their anime world. Even
They
though
were for a long time,
they did The
but now
Last Zombie,
they're.
I know Knutson used to love that.
Yeah, they did. What the hell is that guy's name?
I think you read that too, The Last Zombie, or.
Yeah, I read The Last Zombie. I just can't remember the creator's name, but they did his stuff too. I'll have to look it
Brian
up.
something?
The
Last Zombie.
Last Zombie is,
Brian Keene. Brian
yeah,
Keene.
that's it. Brian Keene. They did a bunch of his stuff of his.
That's the one
Yeah,
thing
but
that Daryl, I mean, not Daryl, but Keith used to always tell me to read. He said, you'd like it.
it's a zombie book.
Yeah.
That went on for a while. I think I have like the omnibus, the Last Zombie
Yeah, he's had a
omnibus.
couple of series of that.
Yeah.
The Last Zombie Before and After. He has The Last Zombie. The Last Zombie Inferno. The Last Zombie Neverland. The Last Zombie The End. The Last Zombie Zomnibus. And that's what you have.
The
Yeah.
Zomnibus. But lately, Antarctic Press has
Yeah,
been expanding.
they're expanding pretty big.
Yeah, they're doing a lot more indie type stuff.
Well, not just that, they're hitting the speculator market. So like
It's weird.
if you go to their site, like Punchline did really well, and now Star's End and Rags is like this, what you should be
Rags blew up.
doing is you should like be selling this shit. You buy the issue one and it pays for your trade.
What I should do is I should be getting two copies of every number one. One to keep and then one to sell.
Well, I don't think this is going to go on forever. I think this is a flash in the
And then I
pan
should
thing.
flip my second copy immediately.
But I don't know how long the Antarctic buzz is going to be there.
That's
Right
true.
now, the supply is not meeting the demand because of low print run.
Right, but as people start or
If
hearing
they
about
if
it,
hearing about it, yeah.
then all these crappy ones are going
But
to sell a lot.
this one, which surprised me, was in their speculator top 10.
Was in whose top speculator top 10?
Comicinvest.com.
Ah.
And
Like before it came out, or
matter of fact, this week I'm just looking at now, and they have Punchline number 2 in there as being selling for $15 to $20 out the gate.
dang. So apparently the heat is still on.
I picked up this Grumble book, and this is hot. And I don't.
Grumble.
Yeah, Grumble, it's from Eric Powell's company.
Oh yeah, I
Rafer
got that
Roberts
then.
and Mike Norton.
I ordered that then because I order all number ones from them.
But I don't know if I have the one that has the word bubbles on it. That's the one that's hot.
I probably don't have that one. Damn it, I ordered the wrong one. Now I'm stuck with
I
it.
always like to look at this. I find it a really fun website. Because do you remember Wizard Magazine used to do this stuff?
Yeah, the yeah.
Yeah, I just it
You're
just
kidding? That was the
reminds
best.
it re it reminds me of that, and I like it.
Then you could see what Valiants were hot. How much XO number one was going for.
Yeah. And they
And
were
Image
selling them
Books.
that much. Like last week's had Special Marvel Edition number 15, and I almost bought this from Ed, and I so regret it because they just announced they're going to be a Shang-Chi movie, and this is his first appearance, and I was this close to buying it, and I now it's expensive as hell.
Now it's 3 times the price.
Yeah. And yeah, I saw the Star's End a couple weeks back. It was listed in here. I was surprised. So they've had three books that are in the spec market. They've had Rags, Star's End, and Punchline.
Crazy.
Yeah. Let's see what's happening on eBay right now, just out of curiosity. For this one, I'm just curious. Let's say if Bill Bomer wanted to sell his Star's End. Actually, it's going for cover, so this one's not hot. Well, somebody's selling it for $14.99, low print run. Oh, one of them's putting the bid and starting at $3.99, so it's going for like $15 right now.
Wow.
So you probably paid like two something for it. You probably got like a 30% discount or so. Let's see, did you say you had Punchline number one?
Yeah, punchline number one.
Let's see what that one. Let's see how much Bill Bomer can make this week. So you can make $15 in Punchline number one. You can make 11.50 off of. Well, that's if you want to bid on it. Let's see. Let's
Was
see
so cool.
sold items. Sold items. Punchline number one. You wouldn't have gotten the variant. $20. You could get $20 for it.
I could be rich right now. I'm sitting on gold.
But your paradigm works to that. It's like you could cherish the trade and you could sell
I
these first issue.
could sell all my first issues.
But something psychologically is telling you want to have that issue.
I want to
So I
own
can't stop you because I'm the worst person to tell you where to go.
the first issue. You're the last person to tell me I should sell my comics.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like the worst person. I'd be like the biggest hypocrite ever if I told you what to do. I'm just saying it works towards
Would work.
your
I could
philosophy because
fund my trades with my number ones.
the books that are usually hot are number ones, number twos because people misorder number twos.
Right, because there's a drop.
Yep, and the last issue because of print run. So like if there's a last issue and you want to complete it, the print run usually drops to close to nothing, and they're usually more expensive.
Right, and that's typically on like a series that goes on for a while.
Yeah, that's why I bought the last issue of The Simpsons and SpongeBob SquarePants because I knew those were the last issues of
Oh, smart. You should start a comic
I
investing website.
should.
I didn't think of that. SpongeBob ended? I didn't know it actually even ended.
The publishing arm ended because I've heard rumors that The Simpsons and stuff are in this merge deal with Fox and with the Disney thing. And I heard that they stopped publishing because of that, but I don't know if that's true. That was the rumor I heard.
Ah, so you're speculating.
Well, that's why I'm saying it's a rumor. I'm not speculating. Other people were speculating.
You're right, though. I don't see this month, I don't see a SpongeBob solicited.
Yeah, well, that whole company. What was the company? Bongo?
A bongo.
Bongo Comics was a distributor for Tarkle. I can't remember what SpongeBob was coming under. They were a distributor for them. So once Bongo closed their doors, so SpongeBob went away.
I didn't even notice this. It
Yeah.
must have been really recently.
I'm very plugged in into the comic community.
You are. You
I
have
know
an
what's
interest
going
in
on.
comic books.
So we
Apparently, I
have.
don't keep that close track. I do have SpongeBob number one.
I don't because I've never had interest in him, but I was just curious just for the hell of it because I knew they were the last issues and I felt like the print runs were going to be really low.
Yeah, I should buy that. When did it just came out? I could probably go find it right now.
When I read Punchline, let's talk a little bit about Punchline number one. When I read that one, I decided I wasn't going to continue it digitally. Whereas some of the other ones, I kept going with.
So you weren't as into it. Now this one is a little is a superhero comic, so it's a little different.
Yeah.
So is it just the case that you've felt like you've seen this story enough times you don't need to see it again?
I think I was comparing it to that week. I read Monica's and like five other digital comics, and
Oh,
it
that's right.
just,
You're reading it digitally too.
yeah, it placed low in everything else it was against. So, on a couple of them, let's see what that week I read. Well, I read Dr. Bananas. Dr. Bananas placed higher than Punchline.
They, Luke
There you
is
go.
jumping for joy right now.
Let's see.
If that, if, how much, that's probably going for a lot on eBay then.
Dr. Bananas?
Dr. Bananas.
I am going to go look for Dr. Bananas on eBay. I'm going to see if I can find it.
Don't think I reviewed Punchline. Damn it. What's wrong with me? I didn't review it.
No, auto parts come up when I type Dr. Bananas. Number one.
Yeah, Dr. Banana's Auto Parts.
I think everybody that buys Dr. Bananas does not want to sell it. That's the only thing I could say.
Why would you sell your Dr. Bananas? That's a good point.
It's going to be a collector's item someday because of the drunk monkey thing, the
Because
controversy.
of controversy, yeah.
And I think
Yeah,
there's some sexual.
once the feds find out about it,
It's the kids' book with a drunk monkey and sexual harassment.
yeah.
Yeah,
Once the Me Too finds out about it,
it's
it's all over.
the all.
Punchline is about there's a it opens with a woman who's walking through a graveyard and she's bleeding, she's been stabbed or
Can
shot or
I stop
something.
you just for a second? I want to tell Barb something. Can you believe this bullshit? Bill's got 3 weeks off. He's off till the rest of the year. That's some bullshit right there, huh? Are you trying to phase yourself out of a job? She said.
She thinks this is going to hurt my career.
I don't know.
It's only an extra week that above
You
other people
basically come
think.
back and they're like, wow, we did pretty good without you.
That's
The
right.
danger.
We found that you aren't needed. I'm sorry. We actually got more done when you were
When
gone
you were
than
gone,
when you're here.
our production numbers went up. Instead of putting out five widgets, we put out 10.
We were able to release early because you were gone.
That's
And we've
some
automated all
bullshit.
your tests, so you're no longer needed.
So
Your lab is gone.
let's get back into Punchline. I just had to tell Barb that's some bullshit
That's
right
right. We
there.
virtualized your lab, so you're not needed anymore.
Going somewhere?
Bill, are you doing anything this coming week? 'Cause you gotta be you as of Friday, you gotta be feeling like a damn free man for a while. Like that's Friday was probably your best day. Today's you're feeling pretty damn
Now,
good. You
Friday sucked
got
because I was trying to finish all my work.
No, but
That
you came home.
was nice. Coming home was
No,
nice.
there's like this weight off your chest. Like it's a holy crap. And like right now you realize, hey, it's Sunday and I don't have to go to work tomorrow.
But what does
It is, but I still feel like I might check my email.
Oh, don't do that.
I want to make sure that my stuff's going to get done, that I hand it off. So I should, my
Just gonna
mistake was
check his email.
I should have closed that gap
What does the
before
kid
I
do for 3 weeks now?
left.
Yeah.
I want to know what a 3 week vacation is for Bill.
Oh,
Where is
she.
he?
Barb has a listener question. Okay, this is a live listener question. We got caller.
This is line one.
A
You're
live
on the
caller.
air.
Live caller, you're on the line.
What does Bill do for 3 weeks off? What is a Bill vacation?
What
Billcation.
is a Billcation?
Well, this one's kind of weird because we have the Christmas stuff in the middle, so that week is kind of blown on Christmas related things. This week, I'm going to read some comics.
He's gonna read some comics, Barb. What? Why are you rolling your eyes? That you should be excited about that. What? Why are you depressed? He's gonna read some comics this week. You should be excited.
That's
She's
a good
very
thing.
enthused. She rolled her eyes like, "What?"
She approves of this plan.
What else are you gonna do?
I have a screenplay that I've been the I've finished the first couple of drafts, and then I've gone through it, and I have notes, so I'm gonna incorporate all my notes. So I'm gonna try and get that as much done on that as I can over break.
He's working on a screenplay for Elijah Dushku. Yeah, and he's gonna invite her into a room and talk to her about
I'm just gonna invite her up to my hotel
it.
room for some just for some drinks, and we can talk.
He could talk about the play, the screenplay.
Well, if anything else happens, you know,
Harassment.
it just
There
happened
goes
naturally.
those number one comics. She's gonna sue you for I want Stars End and Punchline number one. And all the crackers that you feed your kids.
I have a feeling that once I release Liquor Number One, I'm going to get sued immediately for harassment.
It was my idea, so it's pretty cool
Just
that
because
you'll
of
get sued
liquor.
for it.
And I'll say, Mike was there helping me when I created it.
It's such a ridiculous idea that I don't know anybody want to take it. But I better be his co-creator.
You didn't co-create it.
I'm the one that said, "Hey, you're gonna lick things." I made it a little nastier than you tended to do, but I'm the
I
one
believe you
that said you
said,
lick it and
I
you
can't
get the
remember. I'll have to
powers.
listen back to see who said lick it. You might have said lick it first, but I made it into a superhero.
You did, but I was like, you would gain the abilities.
No, I think I said that.
But I had the liquor going down on a woman and gaining her abilities.
You did say
I did say that.
that. I think. It's all on tape.
You know what? I think I'm gonna
Match
finish
recording
my
space.
screenplay this coming break too.
Your screenplay or your
My
guesser?
comic, I'm gonna finish it.
The guesser or the 24 yards and
It's called Dead Rabbit.
I have one. It's coming out. It's gonna be called
was
Burger. It's gonna be called Burger King.
first in Yah.
It's about a guy who loves burgers, and he calls himself the King. I am the Burger King, he says.
I do love a Whopper. Overall, if I had to put burgers at a fast food restaurant, at fast food, not that next tier, not the $6 burger, but like your McDonald's and
All
your
right, the couple
Wendy's,
buck one.
I would put the Whopper against any of them. I like that burger. Even beating the Big Mac. I like the Whopper.
When I was a kid, I always liked the Big Mac. Back when I ate meat, I was a Big Mac guy.
Well, when I worked at McDonald's, you know what my favorite thing to do was? I would make, and this is
Stick
before.
your dick in the fryer.
I love to put my dick in the fryer, especially when it was cool before it heated up.
Yeah, cool, not hot. That would burn
I
yourself. You
burned
just
my
like the oil.
dick.
You just need a little oil on
I
there.
get it a little warm, and then
Keep the li yeah, a little warm.
it'd take the pubes off. It would just incinerate
Fry pubes. It's good protein. It's kind of like cricket flour.
I made,
Your
and
price.
I don't know who else has done this, but I made the Burger King, I mean the Big Mac out of 2 quarter pounder pieces of meat, and I put
There
it in a quarter pounder bun with lettuce, just like pickles, and then the Mac sauce, and I'd eat that thing, and it was delicious. And it was that all that extra meat. It wasn't that thin Big Mac meat. It was quarter pounder.
you.
And that's when I weighed 120 pounds. That's when my metabolism was working.
That's when you could, yeah, you could eat something like that and
Yeah, that's when I was on the basketball team and I would burn off. I could eat like a mother. I used to eat like 2.5 pizzas. I could just do it myself. I used to go to Arby's and eat five. They'd have 5 for 5. I'd eat all 5 myself. And I wouldn't gain 1 freaking pound.
I remember the days you could make like a frozen pizza and eat like the whole pizza.
Yeah.
It'd be fine.
But I still could do that.
You wouldn't gain any weight. Yeah, you'll gain weight now though.
Yeah.
Not
Man, that was the good old days.
that I couldn't do it.
What the hell were we talking about? Oh,
Punchline number one.
punchline number one.
I liked it.
Well, summarize it.
So it starts with this woman who's kind of, she's walking through the graveyard and she's been stabbed. Then she goes to like this park and sits on a bench, and then there's this girl sitting on the bench. And it turns out the woman who's been stabbed has superpowers, and she ends up giving them to the girl. So now that she's training the girl to kind of be her replacement.
Oh, I remember this. This is when she's recruited by the team, but the guy really wants a date with her. And she's like, "Fuck this noise. I'm gonna form my own team of woman heroes," right?
That wasn't in the first issue.
Oh, I'm getting confused with heroines. Never mind. There was another digital comic. I'm getting it confused with.
Too many digital comics. That's the
But
problem with digital comics.
I
They're
can't
just
tell
not
the
memorable.
difference. They're not
Yeah, they're all
memorable.
the same. They blur together. All the bits and bytes. I liked it. It had really good art, too. I liked the art a lot. So I think I gave that a 4 out of 5.
Well,
Thumbs up.
that's high. That's 2, 4. Actually, that's 3, 4 out of 5s, except you said the Goodnight Paradise is bordering on a 5. You're close.
Yeah, close. It would be 4.5 if I gave point fives, but I don't.
I'm at 4 out of 5 too.
Yeah, lots of 4 out of 5s. Maybe everything will get a 4 out of 5.
I think everything this week did.
Actually, I gave one thing a 5 out of 5.
Did you give Punk's Not Dead a 5 out of 5?
Nope.
All right, let's go to Punk's Not Dead then.
Okay. Punk's not dead. Did you know? Do you think Punk is dead? It's not.
That's not. There's always punk rock.
There's always punk rock. The kids will always find a way.
You know what I found really interesting? Okay, I didn't buy Punk's Not Dead, but we talked about number one because I read it digitally. I read the back matter, and the writer was saying, "This is not Sid Vicious." But it explicitly in this book says it's Sid Vicious, and it even mentions the Sex Pistols and Anarchy in the UK and Johnny Rotten.
Yes.
So it is Sid Vicious.
But it's not Sid Vicious.
But it is.
I don't want to spoil it. So this book opens
Well,
up.
you know what I was surprised to see? I was very surprised that it said to be continued. I thought this was a 6-issue arc.
So did I. Yeah, that's the one thing about this arc is that it doesn't actually end. There's no real conclusion. Well, I guess it kind of
Well,
concludes.
I would say for 6 issues, it could have ended. Like it told a full story and you know what's happening. Like it could have ended that way. It's just an open-ended thing. Like there's no resolution.
Yeah.
But it did what it needed to do to tell a full story. This guy's first comic book. I thought he did a good job. I don't know if you read the back matter on him, but
Yeah, I did see that he said that,
it's
yeah,
his
this is his
first comic
first.
book work.
Yeah, because he's, what has he had, what has he done? See, oh, he's a writer. That's what it is. So he's written books, but this is his first comic. Yeah, he does novels and some journal and some magazine articles. David Barnett.
Yeah.
And the art, of course, is awesome. Martin Simmons, who did Death Sentence.
There's one picture in here I find so sexy. It's when it has that guy.
It's one of Sid, isn't
No. It has the main character and he's like putting his head over the girl's shoulder. I don't know if this is a cover image because I read this in trade. And then the girl is like sticking out her tongue and she has the piercing on her tongue. I'm like, damn.
Oh yeah, I remember that. I think it was a
That
cover.
is awesome. I found that girl to be really sexy. And then also the one that was immortal that found the Fountain of Youth. She was hot until she turned 65 or whatever.
Yeah,
But
that was it. That was really
she
interesting.
was smoking. That part, I like the two. I like how the two comic. It seemed like two separate comics. Like you're following this woman that looks at ghosts and stuff and hunts them down, a paranormal investigator in London, and you're following this kid that somehow bounded to Sid Vicious at an airport
Yeah, so
bathroom.
it opens with the kid who's at an airport. He's in an airport in the bathroom, and he can see that he sees Sid Vicious, and Sid's like, "How can you see me? No one can see me." And then the kid leaves the bathroom, and it turns out that Sid is able to come with him, where in the past Sid was trapped in the bathroom. So somehow that Sid is now connected to this kid,
But it's
who, this
interesting
high
too
school
because
kid.
he can't like go beyond so many yards, like 50 yards, and then he gets like
Right, he's like,
blocked.
yeah, he's physically tied to the kid, so he
He's
can only
tied
go a
to the kid,
certain
yeah.
distance away from him. And then you find out that the kid has some kind of powers, because, well, I guess in the first issue, he's in a fight with this kid at school, and he just thinks like bad thoughts about him, like he gets really mad and lashes out, but not physically, just in his mind, and it physically hurts the kid and puts him in the hospital.
Well, it's weird because Sid Vicious is like saying, kick him in the balls, kick him in the balls. And it's like he did, but he never moved anything.
Right, he never actually
And there were
came in contact with him.
lots of witnesses that were looking, and they're like, he never touched him. And his mom gets called into the office, and there's. His mom is interesting because they're kind of like doing the Marty Povich TV shows or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah,
Who's
Jerry
that Jerry
Springer.
Springer type shows? And they're touring and doing like controversial things, just making shit up.
Right.
And
Yeah, they're making money off that
they're
circuit.
making money off of it. It's very weird. And that's like her only income. She does eventually find a job. But I find that relationship weird and strange, but interesting as the mother son.
Right, 'cause she's using the sun basically to make money.
And this kid is always picked on at work. I mean, at school because he just doesn't fit in, but there's some girl that's like weirdly attracted to him because she
She
keeps
doesn't
seeing
know
him in the
why.
dream and she's like, "Why?" Like there's one steaming scene where they're like at a restaurant and she's like, "Let's fuck. Let's get naked right now. Let's fuck on this table." And he's like, "Well, you know, I don't know if I want to," but then they start to get it on. And you're like, "How'd this happen?" Because he finds that girl attractive, but she was dating the guy that they kicked in the nuts and went to the hospital. He didn't just get kicked in the nuts, he went to the hospital and he eventually dies. But you know, there's that weird shit going on. And it
And
links
then,
back to the paranormal investigator too, because
yeah,
she's
so
been
there's
hunting a
a
demon.
right, and that's there's a paranormal investigator who's working. She's 66 and she's working for the government.
I
They're
loved
kind of like a clandestine organization.
I loved her character. Like she was my favorite character
Yeah, because
because
she's been around for a long time. And she slept with all the, well, they show her she having sex with Mick Jagger, I think, at one point.
Yeah.
But she slept with all the rock stars and stuff. Yeah, and then at one point they get back, they kind of tell her history, and it's really interesting. And the one thing I thought was cool was I noticed that when they did the flashback of her history, the coloring style changed.
Yeah.
And it was actually the flatter did the colors in that section instead of and the rest of the book is the artist is doing the coloring, so.
Yeah.
But it works because it was like a different, it was almost like a cool 70s like art
Yeah, look,
style.
pixelated or what do they call those dots that used to be in comics?
Yeah, I'm blanking on it now, but
Man, I can't think of the term. But they like if you were re watching Convergence, the Chip Kid covers that he did on Cover B's, they were all that. So yeah, that was I found her sexy even when she was older though. She had this wit about her. Like they go to catch that one ghost and she has her partner. He's like he's sexually attracted to men or whatever, so you need to take your You need to get naked and sit on this chair. And so
Got to lure him out, yeah.
he's sitting on the chair naked, and she's like, "I was just kidding, you know. I just had you do that to see if you would do it." And that guy is interesting too, because he has like this gay lover, and then she shows up when they're in the sack together. And I don't know, there's this wit about her. I liked her. I really did like her. And the fact that you find her backstory and found out she was immortal because of the Fountain of Youth, and then she lost her immortality sort of because of that demon that she's after.
Right. So then the other part of the story you find out is the history of. Well, I don't want to give anything away, but it involves both Sid and the main kid in the story. I guess you find out how they're connected and why Sid is now connected to him.
Yeah.
It was good. There's a lot going on in this. And then, of course, half the fun is the Sid character and just his comments throughout the whole book on what's going on and stuff.
Yeah,
And then
I like this a lot.
There's another kid and his father who are ghost hunters who are trying to kill, go after Sid, which I believe will happen in the next issue or in the next run of it. But I think the first issue is solicited in previews
I don't
this month.
remember I don't remember the kid and his father. Where did that come in?
They're the ones who, the main kid in the story, Fergie, posted something to a website saying that he has a ghost attached to him. Does anyone know how to get rid of it? And then the father and the son are the ones that responded to it, to his post.
Oh, then there was that weird outbreak in the town where people started dancing and beating the shit out of each other. And he like
I don't know if they
caused
were beating
it.
the shit out of each other. They were just dancing until they couldn't stop dancing. So they were having heart attacks and stuff. Because they were unable to stop dancing.
And this kid was related to that power, or like he
Yeah,
started
he
it.
caused it. Yeah.
Just kind of like he willed this girl to have those dreams and have sex with them. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I
I
liked
wish
it.
I oh, that was
Once I
Black
got
Max.
into it again, I reread number one too, which is unlike me. Usually I just start with number two, but I really liked it. I give it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I give it a 4 out of 5 as well.
The covers are really awesome in here. I like the covers a lot. Plus, it had the guy was wearing a Smith shirt, so I like that too.
He was.
Because I like the Smiths.
And did you notice his mom was wearing it in the flashback?
Did his mom have. Isn't that what started this all? His mom had sex with the demon, right?
Yeah, she didn't know it was a demon, though.
No, she didn't.
Where the heck is Black Mask in this? It must be in the IDW section, right? In previews.
Black Mask? No, they're in IDW. Black Crown. This is Black Crown.
What did I say?
Black Mask. They have their own section.
Yeah, Black Crown.
Well, since you're in previews,
Don't see it.
I want to talk previews because I have to place my order today.
All right.
You know
Let's
what
do
the.
it.
You know what's interesting about this previews? And it's echoing now because I'm in the bathroom. But I have to go get my previews.
I don't see Black Mask
I
or
don't
Black
think there's
Crown.
any Black Crown offered this month.
Must have been last month.
No, because they wouldn't have done like one issue. I don't think they solicited anything.
Damn it! I'm gonna look in my DCBS list. What's it called?
Punk's not dead.
Punks, how you spell that?
Oh,
Punks.
there it is. The
Punk's not dead. Page 155.
Oh, it's in this one. Yeah. They have House Amok, which
There
is the
it is.
one you wanted to talk about.
I did?
I thought you said you wanted. Oh no, that you said Higher House.
Yeah, Higher House. Yeah, Punk's Not Dead. London Calling, number one.
That's a Clash song, by the way. Clash album, right? London Call. Well, it's a song
It
and.
was a it was a LP.
Well, I'm gonna jump on.
Why don't you just wait for the trade?
To go
Then you'll have a matching
together.
set.
Well,
If you
why
can.
do you just wait for the trade and not get the number one?
That's a good question. Why am I not getting the number one? Because I don't know. I don't usually get the number one of the second volume. Look, you'll find out all will be revealed on Mike M's Collector's Corner. All right,
All right.
previews. What am I getting?
Well, we'll start in the image section. There's only two new number ones.
What?
Yeah, Sharky the Bounty Hunter.
Yes, Sharky.
Mark Millar, are you getting that?
Of course.
Are
I
you
should get
gonna.
two, one to sell.
Well, the other one's interesting if you get it or not, because I don't think you get Hit Girl, but it's by Kevin Smith this time.
I'm getting it because it's by Kevin Smith.
Okay. So we're both getting that. I get the series.
Curious. Curious.
But then they have like a bunch of trades and there's
They
no new
do.
number ones. Very unusual.
That is unusual. I didn't notice that, but I think but you're correct.
And they have Dead Rabbit solicited, which I don't think is gonna come out.
I laughed. They have shirts solicited.
Yeah. It is a pretty damn good looking shirt.
I saw that and I laughed.
I like the cover scheme. I dig it.
That's so
Black
sad.
and green.
They have a shirt and they have pins.
Yeah.
Which is unusual, because most series don't get that. So it's so funny that the one they chose to bring out merchandise for, they can't bring out the merchandise for it.
That's right.
Well, they just got to change the logo.
And
They can still use, they can still have the guesser
that
pin.
takes us into the dark horse. And I didn't know if you were gonna try Anthem, but
Man,
it's
Image
based
has
on a
so
video
many
game.
trades. My gosh, I'm getting a lot of these trades.
See where it's gonna screw you during the time when they this is a big trade month for them. They're not doing a lot of new number ones.
I
It's
know
gonna be
some.
expensive if you pick some of that.
Oof. I'm thinking I'm getting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 trades. That's not too bad.
Well, I'm gonna get the J.M. DeMatteis book on page
Me
98.
too. That's a Karen Berger line.
Yeah.
Girl in the Bay.
That one I am getting. I wasn't
Me
sure
too.
about that new number one, the video game one, Anthem or something like that. I wasn't.
Yeah, I usually don't get the video game ones. Unless they're by someone who I care
So
about.
it's not like a lot. Now, IDW had a lot of interesting things. At least for me, it did. But I'm trying to find it. Well, I'm obviously gonna try. I guess I'm gonna wait for the trade for this because you convinced me. But I'm gonna get G.I. Joe Sierra Muerte by Michael
Yes.
Fife.
Me too. I'll get that in single issues.
And the cover looks amazing for Dungeons and Dragons: A Darkened Wish. Even
I'm
though
getting that
it's.
because it's by Tess Fowler, and I like Tess Fowler.
Yeah, so do I. So that's not my realm, but I like the way it looks. So I'm going to be getting that. And
Yeah, I do like the
I am going to get Gunning
cover.
for Ramirez, Silent as a Grave. That
What
just
page is that
seems
on?
really interesting to me. That's on page 148.
Okay. They are putting out the Batman Max in hardcover, which I was hoping for, so I'm very excited about that.
I'm getting the singles, so I'm not.
Yeah. Doesn't say if it's oversized. Hopefully it's oversized. Gunning for Ramirez. I was not getting that one.
I am. It just sounds like cool. And I like the way the art on the cover looks. And
It's interesting.
that's the interior artist as well.
I like the logo too.
Yeah.
Will note that as a possibility.
It's going to be rough because you have all the image trades.
I know, I don't have much room. This one.
I am going to try Amber Blake, which is on the next page, 149.
Which one? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that looks real good. That's a Butch Guisart too.
Yeah. On 150, I'm going to get The Grave by Dan Fraga. That sounded pretty interesting to me.
It does, but I looked it up and it's not really comic. It's more like pictures and then like the dialogue's like under the panel.
Oh, it's not a comic?
Not per se.
Are there actually some pages? You could see pages.
Yeah, they were somewhere. I don't remember where I saw them.
I don't want to.
I would recommend looking that one up before you buy it.
I do not want to do that John Byrne thing again. Maybe I'll switch that one out with Springtime in Chernobyl.
I'm kind of interested in that one. That's one where they go back to Chernobyl to look at the current state of the place.
Yeah.
Or 2008. Emmanuelle Page. There's a lot of, like, all the ones on this page, like, all look interesting to me. Like, Diabolical Summer looked interesting.
Are any of them making your list? Is the Chernobyl one maybe a maybe, or is that a for sure?
They're all maybes.
Okay. I think
No for
I'm gonna do my
sures.
research on this grave because I don't see any
But that Chernobyl one, like the artist of the cover does the interiors as well, and that cover is gorgeous.
I know. That's what I'm kind of drawn to that. I just wish I could see some of the pages on. Oh, I see what you're saying. It's like comics, but it's told through caption boxes. In other words, you get a page and then the.
Yeah, the dialogue underneath.
Oh, that's going to be rough.
It was drawn one panel per day over a year. Interesting.
I'm gonna read these and see if it works for me, 'cause they give like a. I think they give a good
Preview.
representation of what it's like. Thanks for the warning.
Are you going to get this Ditko's Monsters?
No. I like the Michael Yo stuff, but. I don't think I'm gonna get that.
Then what do I
The cover
have?
looks pretty cool though. And
That's like a flip
if
cover.
they're reprints of Gorgo, that was a Charlton comic. So I wonder.
It's Conga versus Gorko and Gorgo versus Conga.
I think that's it for IDW for me. Red Sonja number one. That's a definite.
Yes.
Red Sonja number one, cover A, cover D, and cover E. I'm getting all of
I
those.
I would usually get the Lisner cover because I like love his art, cover B,
Yeah.
but goddamn, that cover A is amazing.
It is, and it's like
It's
it's very
so
dynamic,
amazing.
isn't it?
God,
It's
it's
not still.
beautiful.
Yeah.
That's a Amanda Connor's cover. It's crazy good.
Oh, you see arms and shit getting cut
Yeah,
off. And
just
there's a
cutting off
head.
arms.
There's a head and an arm floating.
Yep. And a trail of blood, like following the swords. It's awesome.
Yeah. I think I have every cosplay cover too, so I'm gonna get that. But that's a must.
That's Mark Russell writing that one. Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. I am going to be getting Battlestar Galactica Twilight Command and Crackdown number one.
What do I have on my list? I'm sure I have Crackdown.
That's a video game one. Be
I do have
warned.
Crackdown. Yeah, it's a video game one. It's weird that I chose that one, even though it's a video game. I don't
Yeah.
know why. Wasn't going to get the Battlestar Galactica. I don't really get those. Although I'm not sure why.
Man, those Betty Pages are going to be tough to pick from. Damn it.
Let's see, Betty Page, number four.
I always get the photo cover, but there's always one I get. And I kind of like three of them
Well,
for
they're crazy
different
about them.
reason. I like th co I think I'm going with cover D. I like that one.
Yeah.
Pretty
Crackdown.
much get all of these books anyway. But if you want Skin of Earth, the first printing was sold out. You can get the trade again.
Oh, I'm gonna get the Red Sonja Tarzan trade
Yeah.
because I read number one.
I
Did you
thought
read number one?
I read number one a long time ago, and I
A
thought we
long time.
talked about it.
I never read it, so you might have talked about it. Yeah, I think you did. That was fantastic.
I thought it was amazing.
Love the shit out of that.
That's when that villain guy, he was pretty awful.
Yeah, the villain who apparently can travel through time. And he visits both Red Sonja and Tarzan. It was wonderful. Gail Simone nails it.
She's good. I had a Gail Simone week. We're going to talk about one more of her books. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about what you liked about Red Sonja Tarzan. Refresh my memory.
Let me find my notes. Let's see if I made notes. I've been slacking on my notes lately. My system is failing.
Let me see
Here we
it.
go.
I might have some notes.
Yeah, so it was yeah, there's the I don't remember his name, but he's a rich guy and he's a hunter. And his deal is
His
that
name
he
was
wants.
Isandul.
Is that his name?
Isandul. Yeah,
Isan Dool.
I took notes on this.
And his thing is that he wants to own the last of every species.
Yeah,
And
that's why
he does that by
I
he
hated
kills,
him.
he'll find a species that's endangered and take one and then kill the rest of them. So he has the only one left.
I
And
had put
then.
in my notes, this man is awful, and I can't wait for Tarzan and Red Sonja to get their vengeance.
Well, because he's trying to, he wants to buy this land, this land that I think a friend of Tarzan owns. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And he wants to buy the guy's. Oh, I know what it was. Because the guy bought some land, but Tarzan's friend owns like the land that surrounds it or something like that, and he wants to buy it. And he tries to manipulate Tarzan into agreeing to it by capturing some of his jungle friends, basically. What a dick. Yeah, he's a dick, man.
Yeah, I remember reading this and saying this guy's an asshole. I gave it a 4 out of 5. What did you give it?
5 out of 5.
All right, is that was your 5 out of 5 you were gonna say?
I guess I have 2 5 out of 5s.
So the other
Gail
one has
Simone
to
got the
be.
5 out of 5s, yeah.
You know, she's amazing. I just finished. I finished Domino, and then I just finished Plastic Man, and I don't know if you read that, but
I read the first one.
she read Plastic Man, and I was like, God, I miss, like, I want Gail to be writing more because she does wonders when she can take a character that's not so iconic she can't get away with murder, but if she can throw in her rag doll or Catman or Plastic Man or Domino, you know, things that she can do stuff with. She's pretty damn awesome.
I agree. I think certainly in the books I read this week of hers, they were pitch perfect. I'll be getting the Red Sonja Tarzan book so I can see how they have Red Sonja and Tarzan take revenge on this dude. Ooh, it's gonna be good. And then I'm getting Hotel Dare. What page is that on?
Is that an IDW one?
I don't know. Let me look it up in this other
Or
thing.
dynamite. I don't even know what
It's
that
on, oh,
is.
it's a boom, page 194.
Okay. I
Did I
skipped
jump
over
ahead
that
too far?
section. No, that's where we're going next.
Okay.
194. I decided not to get this one.
Yeah, this isn't really in your wheelhouse. I read a preview of it though, and I enjoyed it. This is about three sisters, one adopted sister, or I guess they're all adopted, three adopted sisters who are going to visit with their grandmother in a creepy hotel. And then behind each door of the hotel lies a portal to strange and to a strange and mysterious place.
And that's an original graphic novel, $9.99.
9.99. Oh, the previews right in previews. That's how I
Yeah.
read it. I knew I saw it somewhere. They sold me on the preview and the price point.
And that takes us to the back half. There weren't a lot of new number ones in here, that's for sure.
Let's see. I don't know if I'm going to get that Action Labs one. Sweetie number one.
Yeah, I'm not. That's not in the danger zone, so I'm
Yeah,
staying
it's
away
not a
from
ding.
it.
That's why. Is it a kids one?
It's hard to tell. It's probably all ages.
Maybe I'll get it. I haven't decided.
Zombie Tramp is a good jumping on point. It's potentially introducing a new zombie tramp, so keep an eye out on that for you zombie tramp
Oh,
fans.
for your collectors out there.
Yeah.
Yep, the new zombie tramp, Angel
I mean,
Lynch.
I get all of this stuff. Danger Doll, the Null Fairies, Aberrant, Vamp Blade, Zombie Tramp. I get them all that are in Danger Zone pretty much.
I like that McKay cover. It looks like Lady Death.
McKay. Oh, yeah. For me, I'm not going with the McKay cover. I kind of like the Mendoza covers, but he's one of the original artists, so I tend to
Isn't he
usually go
the
with a Mendoza cover.
creator?
Yeah, he's the writer. The Vamplade one. That Breo looks like a Shy variant. Wow, that looks pretty cool. I like it.
The witch?
The Vamplade Breo cover. It's the middle one.
On page 231. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's very like shy looking, like Billy Tucci or.
Yeah, it was a little bit like that.
Dig it.
The face almost looks like.
Psyblade. Psylocke.
The art style kind of looks like that one artist that I like. I can't remember her name.
Her face looks like Billy Tucci to me. I'm gonna go with that cover.
Yeah, I would get that one for sure. That's an easy one.
Stronghold number one from Aftershock.
Yes.
Yes.
Phil Hester, Ryan Kelly.
Bless you, Barb.
Barb, you got to get out of the mines.
Yeah, you gotta stop working in the mines, he said. Did you ever finish answering that question? You're gonna read some comics
I'm gonna
and finish
read.
your
I'm gonna.
screenplay.
Yes.
Are there anything else? That's a whole week. Is that screenplay gonna take that much off to dust off there?
Yeah, it'll take a while.
Ah, he said his screenplay is going to take a while. He's going to be rich.
What else am I gonna do? I don't know about next week,
He
but
doesn't need to go back to work. He's got the screenplay. It's going to pan out.
that's right. I don't
L
have to go
Laja
back to work.
Dusku is going to be one of the stars in it. Huh?
Will we get to go on the red carpet
Will we get to go on the red carpet with you? Will you invite us to the red carpet treatment?
No, oh no.
He said no. What an asshole, huh? Yeah, I'm gonna throw meat at him is what I'm gonna do. Like
It's gonna
raw
be
meat,
me
like
and
raw hamburger meat, I'm gonna form into like little meatballs and just throw them at him.
that's fine.
Whack.
I'm gonna hide behind Eliza
Elijah, he's gonna hide behind Elijah
Dooku.
Dusku. And that's why he'll be in trouble.
Sure.
She got
Then
hit by her meatballs. She's
she'll sue you.
gonna sue. Oberon, I'm gonna get because it's Aftershock.
Yeah, I get all the Aftershock number ones.
Are you gonna get the hot lunch special trade?
I am gonna get the hot lunch special trade.
How about the betrothed?
I'm not. Am I getting the betrothed? I think I'm not getting the betrothed. Betrothed. Is that how you say it?
Betrothed.
Are you getting that, or did you get those
I
singles?
get the
No, you.
singles. I'm all in. So if it's Aftershock, I get it, even if I don't like it.
I think I liked the number one, didn't I? What did I give that? I'm gonna look it up. Let me go to the B section. Betrothed, betrothed, betrothed. 3 out of 5. I thought I liked it more than that.
That sounds like with all the trades that it's not going to make the cut.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna make the cut. Well, hot lunch special will make the cut. I enjoyed that.
I figured that. You know what's interesting is that John Hughes guy, he's publishing through Amazing Slave Labor Graphics, the graduate graphic
I saw
novel.
that.
Yeah.
I saw that. That's the one where the story made absolutely no sense to me, but the art was amazing.
Oh yeah, Celia Cayley? Oh crap. The art is just it's so elongated and sexy. I just don't
it's
get it. It's so awesome.
amazing. It is. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
Art's so distinguished. Distinguished.
it is sexy. Holy crap. Are we getting to our Antarctic Press?
Antarctic Press. I'm
I
gonna get
am
those number
getting
ones.
exciting comics for sure. I love this like public domain stuff that I'm all over that.
Was that that is? Oh yeah, Black Terror.
Yeah. They're actually competing with Dynamite because the Black Terror and Madame Mask are inside of their world.
Well, that's what happens when you go into
Public domain.
yeah, public domain. Anyone can take them. As long as you have a different interpretation.
Houdini Master Detective. I am going to try. It's only a one shot. I love
Yeah, I'm
Harry
gonna try that
Houdini.
one again.
I'm a sucker for Harry Houdini, so it's going to be good. They
You
have
know,
like
okay.
a they have an Elseworlds going on with Aspen, or is there anything else on
Antarctic.
Antarctic?
They have a couple other number
Oh,
ones. Oh,
Tainted Love. I forgot.
yeah, Tainted Love and Offbeats.
Where's Offbeats? Oh, I missed that.
It's next to
Well,
Punchline.
thanks you pointed that out. I would have missed that. It's so embed it's weird advertising this month.
I know, it's hard to find that one.
It's hard to
It's
find
like
that one, man.
they crammed it in there.
Yeah, it's getting strange in Antarctic world because I'm going all in almost.
You're a sucker for the hot comics.
Yeah. Well, so far what I read it has been really entertaining. I've been getting William the Last, but I missed number one, so I have to wait till the new year to place my order and get that.
Why do you have to wait till the new year?
Because I'm waiting.
Taxes.
No
Taxes.
shipping. Don't want to have to worry
Man.
about it.
The last two emails I got from Mile High Comics of stuff that on my wish list that was in stock,
Yeah.
I click on them and it's sold out.
You didn't get there in time.
The one
Well,
I did it was like a couple hours later.
can you tell me what's on
It's
your wish
already
list?
gone. I got a bunch of stuff on my wish list. I can tell you what they didn't have anymore.
Okay, what did they not have?
I don't remember. I have to look it
I'm really curious.
up.
Inquiring minds want to know.
One was a Spawn. No. The Spawns were too ridiculously overpriced because they only have the stupid CGC versions of them.
Oh yeah, that sucks.
Was like 300. One was $300.
Some of those
Like,
spawns are
get the fuck out
hard
of
to
here,
get.
$300.
No, they're
I know.
expensive.
I'm missing a bunch that are, or not a bunch, like three or four that are ridiculously expensive.
Yeah, some people like those early ones are easy to get because they printed like a million copies, but once you get into the series, some of them had low print runs, man. They're hard to get.
Think only one of the ones on my list was, or on my wish list was actually reasonable that they have in stock, so I might have to buy that. Where's the other one? Here we go. What didn't they have in stock? Let me see if I can. I don't remember anymore which ones it was. Sorry. I have to look them up.
So there were no new number ones in Archie, so we can jump that. Unless you're getting Archie and Friends Music Jam.
No, I'm not getting any Archies. I'm getting a couple Aspens, though.
It's only $2.99. I am gonna get Aspen's The Fathom Visionaries.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by that. I love the Elseworlds type stuff.
Yeah.
So this is like Fathom in the
Victorian age or
Victorian era.
steampunk area, yeah.
And I like the art. That's another case where the cover I think is done by the interior artist is nice.
Yeah, I'm getting cover A.
Me too. And then they have a 25-cent one. Why not?
Is that going to be comics or just like one of those year in review things, though?
I don't know. Well, I don't care. It's like 25 cents, and then DCBS would be like 17 cents or something.
I'm going to do Damsels in Excess too. I think I'm going to try that on the next page.
I didn't have that on my list. Wait, did I have that on my list? Damsels in Excess. Sounds fantastic.
I think it's a sequel, though.
Maybe that's why it's not on my list. Oh yeah, following the events of Volume 1. That's it.
And I have volume one, so I must.
There you go. Oh yeah, they have the trade here.
So those are the two. Avatar doesn't have any new stuff.
Yeah, they do. They have Cinema Purgatorio,
Yeah, but
the penultimate
that's not
issue.
a number one.
It's not number one.
I'm getting Stitched and Cinema Purgatorio. I don't understand what they're doing with the cross thing. It's so confusing.
I don't either. They keep bringing out like weird
It's like,
limited
here's the same
issues.
story, but here's some extra pages. I don't get it. It's unedited pages. I don't
Yeah,
understand.
I didn't realize any of the pages in Crossed were edited.
Yeah, I didn't either.
What is this ultra? Is this just covers? No, exclusive interior art. Eight pages.
Yeah, I'm not I'm already have the original, so I'm not gonna get this extra content.
Come on, it's only $10. You're not gonna pay $10 for eight pages.
Some of these covers though are freaking amazing. The Cross Badlands Blazing Hot
Oh
covers.
man.
Holy crap, it's like you see one of them where she's tied up and then they're pouring gasoline and they light her on fire. Holy crap.
Wait, where are you? Oh, right there.
Do you see it? Like the
Oh, that's
progression
like
of it?
four progressive covers.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's crazy. I like the one on the previous page of the woman, she's like in a hospital bed with all this stuff on her.
Oh yeah, she's got the cast and stuff. Yeah. That's creepy as hell. Which cover is that? It's almost worthwhile just to get the covers.
You have to get a set of three, though. You have to get all the covers. You can't buy it separately.
That's right. So I think I'm skipping to Black Mask, but I don't know about you.
Me see what I had next. Yeah, Black Mask.
Nobody is in control. You're getting that?
Of course.
Yeah.
It's by the guy who did Survival Fetish,
Are you
which
getting
I'll be.
Survival Fetish trade?
Yes, I am. That is the Antonio Fuso art.
Yep.
Love it.
I like that series. Boundless. It looks like they're just doing a bunch of covers of stuff they've already published. A staff pick is Egg Cream Number One from Silver Sprocket.
Oh, yeah.
It's a strange month. I think I might actually have a reasonable month. You know what looked interesting on Fantagraphics? I wanted to ask you about it.
Yes.
On 291, that Pussy book.
Oh, the Dan Clowes
Pussy.
one? Pussy, yeah.
Yeah. It's a scathing sneak peek into the world of comics industry. If you think comic book guy on The Simpsons is pathetic, wait till you meet Dan Pussy.
I'm a Klaus fan, so I don't remember if I read this one though
This one
in the
looks
collection.
interesting
I
to
know I have
me.
it. Yeah, he's a real sad sack loser jerk.
But that falls into the Joe Matt and the this crazy shit stuff.
I'll be getting the on page 290 they have a Billy the Bee because it's by one of my favorite creators, Mary Fleener.
290. That looks like a kid's book.
It does. I don't know if it is or not, but I don't care because I'll get it because it's Mary Fleener. So I'm in. Mary Fleener does cool, like cubist art. That was her thing. She was more active in the like 80s.
This perineum technique looks interesting. I may get it if.
Does. And I was checking out some preview pages online, they didn't really tell me much about what the story is, other than there's two people having sex.
Well, it says talks about intimacy in our era of virtual hookups. Brilliantly employing a visual metaphor to create wildly organic graphic novel tour through the subconscious of two young romantics. I don't know. That's on my maybe list.
Yeah, me too. I have no idea what to expect with that one. Even
Yep.
from the description, I still have no
Me
idea.
either. I don't see anything until.
My next one. Yeah, I don't have one for quite a while. Did I see the Aztec Ace Complete Collection is being solicited?
That's one of those Kickstarter things that I
And I
bought.
knew it was a Kickstarter.
Fucking.
So how is it? You've probably read it by now, since
I
it's being
haven't gotten it
solicited
yet. This
previous.
is by. I've decided not to get anything. I've even have interaction with the guy, and I don't like the way he talked to me. So I am not. I don't like the woe is me excuse.
Oh, the
Like,
excuses.
hey, if you do a Kickstarter, maybe you shouldn't kick off three more if you can't fucking do it and you're doing it all by yourself. Don't woe
Yeah,
is me shit.
you can't
Bullshit.
start. You can't start four Kickstarters and say it's too much work,
Yeah.
and that's why you're delayed. It's like, well, then start one and finish it, and then do another one.
It's ridiculous. So like if I want to support him, I'm not going to do it through Kickstarter anymore. I've done three of them and haven't gotten one.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
And I've asked him about it because I said the last month I saw some of the books that I had solicited, and I'm like, hey, why don't you ship my book before you ship them to previews? And he's like, oh, but you ordered the three bundle and the one isn't done yet. And I'm a solo guy, and then all this crybaby shit came out, and I'm like, I don't know you, you know? I don't want to hear your excuses when you've made three of these. If you can't do one, why would you do three?
Right.
Don't.
Yeah, if he had won and he was having trouble, then that's understandable, right? 'Cause things happen, shit
Yeah.
happens. But to have three, and those are just three you supported, there may be more that he had going.
Yeah, there are more. I looked up his Kickstarter. And if I don't get anything next year, I'm gonna file a complaint. I am. 'Cause I'm just frustrated.
Is he at least like updating, putting updates?
He gets updates, but his updates are for what's coming out next. It's
Okay.
not an update
So
like I'm almost done or
say, hey, I started another Kickstarter.
like here's the survey. Do you know what I'm saying? It's
Yeah.
not that. And
That's a sh
it's not just me. I posted something about this guy on Twitter, and then a bunch of people that I think highly of, they were, I'm not gonna support this guy ever again. They said if I buy something, because he does good work, because he does the Sam Glassman stuff, and
Yeah, for sure, the stuff he's doing
yeah, it's
is
like
good
stuff that
stuff.
I want, and the
But you
guy
can
that
still support it, but you'll just
I
support
talked
it
to,
through
yeah, I talked to
previews.
two or three guys, and they said, I'm just going to get it through previews. And you know what? I ordered something through previews. I ordered Midway by Sam Glassman, Combat
Yeah.
Midway. It already came in. Like, I have it now.
Oh, really?
And I didn't get it in my Kickstarter.
Oh, was it in your Kickstarter too?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, caramba.
And the next thing I'm getting is on page 319. Honor and Curse, number one, by
Yeah,
Mad
have that,
Cave
but
Studios.
that was my question. It's samurai, and I'm not really big on samurai.
I have Knights of the Golden Sun, number one, so I want to read that, but I heard Mad Cave Studios is doing a good job, so I wanted to.
Mad Cave. I've never even heard of Mad Cave.
Yeah, they did a.
Oh, man, Knights of the Golden Sun. You said you read Knights of the Golden Sun, or you
No, I
haven't?
have it.
Okay.
It's another hot book. Wonder if I bought the Cyberines. I think I did. There's an issue four solicited.
What page is that
Cyber.
on?
Marines. I have number one. That's
That an Oni?
interesting. That's a red anvil. You know, I got to meet though, like if we go back to Oni on 326, me and Barb got to meet and eat lunch with AC Zamundo and Carlos Zamundo, their husband and wife. They live in Brazil, I think. I think that's where they live. And what I've been getting Shadow Roads, and what I found interesting about this issue is her husband drew the cover B, and I like it, so I think I'm gonna go with cover B of Shadow Roads. They were actually staying with Luke Foster, and that's kind of how they. Did you not go to Heroes this past year?
I
You
did
did.
not.
Yeah, that's why you didn't get to meet him, because we ate at the dish with them.
Damn it!
Yeah.
I could have met the Zamundos.
Yeah, you
Where are they
could have
from?
met the
Brazil?
Zamundos. Yeah. They actually went to the SCAD, so they had some interesting stories. They met at SCAD.
Okay.
Yeah, they were really nice. I got a commission from her. She draws the book and he colors it. But he's an artist himself. They're big into D&D, believe it or not.
I believe it.
The next stuff is in Scout.
Yeah, me too.
Wolfborn number one. And Once Our
Yes.
Land. Did I like that? I know we read that.
I think we did.
I don't know. I don't trust you.
Here, let me look it up in my file. Let me see what I gave it.
I know I read this.
Yeah, we reviewed it. You can just go back and listen to
Once
our
Our
review.
Land, I gave it a 2 out of 5. No,
I gave
I'm
it a
not.
three. I gave it a three out
I am
of
not
five.
going to get that.
So it's not bad.
A mysterious box shows up and takes a boy to a world of strange creatures during 1852. He later comes back out of the box to help a little girl fight monsters with salt. That's what I wrote up
Oh
on
yeah, I
it.
remember the salt, yeah.
So, I'm not going for that.
There's a lot of German in it too, I remember that.
But this is a one shot. Oh no, that's a
It is.
one.
It's not
No,
a one
it's
shot. It's a number one.
the time period is interesting to me. That's why I don't.
I remember the art was good.
Yeah, I just gave it a 2 out of 5, and I don't think I should.
Yeah, that's not. Does not bode well.
It does not for me. I don't usually give stuff 2 out of 5, so. Titan's not even releasing any new number ones. It's an interesting month, man. Holy moly. Oh, but Valiant is Incursion number one. Oh, hell yeah. And Forgotten Queen number one. Has some interesting covers.
Yeah, I'll be getting both of those. Teeny Howard writing that one.
Andy Diggle's writing the other one. I like him. He's doing Shadow Man. Did you read Wrath of Eternal Warrior number one?
Don't think
You
so.
can get it for $1 here, Bill. That's a good book.
I probably, I'm sure I have it.
Oh. And I guess is Vault doing that thing again? Did they not finish Vagrant Queen and they're publishing the whole thing? Or did Vagrant Queen come out on time? Vagrant Queen. Oh, looks like I have it all. So that one I am not getting. A new Robin Hood, Outlaw, and Zodiac.
Xenoscope.
Yeah. I'm getting both of those. Cover A's probably on both of them.
I wasn't gonna get those just because I'm not. I don't know anything about that world. Or I haven't been getting any of the Xenoscope proper universe ones. Grim
Well,
Universe,
the
that's it.
Zodiac seems like it's playing around in Camelot, which should be interesting. I'm really into that world, so. Do you have your Marvel and DC? Anything you're gonna do in there?
I am.
If I
Let's
remember correctly,
see.
that's where there were a lot of
DC.
interesting things.
Yeah, DC, I'll be getting Female Furies number one.
I'm getting these kids line too. I'm getting the Mera and the Super Sons. They're the they're releasing them direct to trade.
Oh yeah, the younger ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna get those.
Wonder Twins by Mark Russell.
Yes, I'm excited for that because I used to love the Wonder Twins
So did I.
on my
Wonder
Super
Twin
Friend
powers
program.
activate. Form of a bucket of water. And I'm gonna be a hawk to carry the bucket of water so I could drop
That's
water on this villain.
Fantastic.
High level
Mark
number
Russell,
one, I'm
he'll have
gonna
some
get
fun with
to.
that.
Yeah. High level, I'm gonna do too. I think I like the
Yes,
art of
doing high
Stephanie
level.
Byrne too. If I remember correctly. Is that all the number ones in here?
That's all the ones I had on my list.
How about trades? Are you doing any in the DC section?
This Wildstorm.
Ooh, that's good, Bill. Oh man, is that good.
Still to read volume two. I think I have it.
Batman Arkham Ra's al Ghul. I love those. And then the new Brave and the Bold hardcover omnibus. Ooh, the Joker of the Bronze Age omnibus. I'm doing that too. I've never read Promethea. Can you believe that?
I haven't either. I think
This
I have
one,
some issues with
this
it,
one's
though.
interesting because you can read an Alan Moore script. It's issues 1 through 12. And has the complete script for issue 3.
That's cool. And Alan Moore scripts are
Are
novels,
dense. I bet they're
basically.
dense, yeah.
They're novels. I remember that I read this script for what was that? It's an Avatar one he did, Necronomicon.
Yeah.
And I swear the first panel on the first page, there was a half a page in the script. There was like a half a page of not dialogue, and just description describing that panel. Is insane.
I've seen
Half a
some of his
page.
scripts at a high level, and it's been pretty crazy. I'm getting this Marvel's Annotated from Marvel's. It's the second Marvel's.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's a reprint, isn't it? Collecting.
Well, it's just Marvels, which came out
What does the
in the
Annotated do?
90s or whatever. Let's see. It's packed with extras and completely remastered. Well, that's not
I'm
annotated
not
then.
getting a no, I'm not. But I am getting Savage Sword of Conan. For sure.
Let me go to my section. Here we go. Yeah, Savage Sword of Conan for sure. I'll
I
probably
heard
get
that the
Daredevil number
I
one.
hear they put parental advisory on it, so I think it's going to be a little edgier than the regular Conan.
Okay.
Just like the magazine was. Did you see the interior pages, though, by Ron Gardy? If you turn over a couple of pages, it looks amazing. Like where he's on this raft and he's eating the shark. Just like, holy moly.
Oh yeah. Sheesh. The savage.
Yeah. I'm very excited for that. I'm very
Yeah, for
excited
the new
for
stuff.
Avengers No Road Home too, because these guys did Avengers No Surrender. It was absolutely fantastic. The same team that did that is doing this No Road Home. I loved it. And of course, Daredevil is never gonna leave my life. He'll go down with me. He's my character. Ooh, Gunhawks, Western, all over that. And it's a one shot. You better be getting that, Bill.
I'm getting all the one shots.
Ziggy and Pig, Silly Seal. That
I'll get
looks
that.
very interesting.
I think that's an old, I'm guessing that that's like an old title that they need to publish every once in a while to keep the rights or whatever for.
Yeah.
That's my
I
guess.
never even heard of
Yeah.
it.
I didn't either.
Love.
Gunhawks is Laugh-Em.
Yeah.
All over that. All over that. I cannot
And
wait.
it's Western. I'm so excited for it. Plus, I love my romance comics, and we got Love Romances number one.
Yes, I'm on that too. I'm on board.
We got Old Man Quill. I like those old man stories. And Wolverine Infinity Watch. I'm not going to do all this Age of X-Men thing. There's a lot of it. Holy mackerel. I'm
Yeah,
going
I was.
to I'll I figured I'm going to read that on my Marvel Unlimited
That's a good
if
idea.
I hear good things, 'cause it's just so much. It
It
is
is a lot.
so much. But I am going to get Hulkverines because I've been getting Weapon H and Wolverine, so Weapon X. And it's by the same team, Greg Pak, so I'm on board for that.
I'm a question mark on that one.
If you haven't been getting the other stuff, I think this is just a continuation of it,
Yeah, that's what I
of the
figured.
storyline, so I don't see any reason why you'd want to jump on now. Captain Marvel, I'm interested in. Jodie Hauser. There's a lot of new number ones where in Marvel for sure. But I think we've covered them all now. Unless we go to Uncanny X-Men Winter's End. That's a one shot though. There's a lot of stuff. But speaking of Marvel, we have one other Marvel book to talk about, Domino.
We do, and volume 2 is actually solicited in previews. So I'll be getting that.
I like this series a lot. And I especially liked it early on where the villain would negate her powers.
Yeah, that first issue was amazing.
And the second issue I liked because she was dealing with the aftermath, like I don't know how to exist without these powers. So like I have this incredible amount of fear. A matter of
Right, it was
fact,
because it's the first time in a long
yeah.
time she.
I like when she sit like she could have died. She got thrown out of a window. Topaz threw her out of a window. And she was gonna die, but Spider-Man, and you could say her luck kicked in because Spider-Man came, but Spider-Man
Well,
saved.
didn't I thought that they turned back on her luck at the last minute?
Well, Spider-Man
Yeah,
sort of
she did.
saved her.
Topaz turned on her luck just at the very last second.
Oh, and that's why
And then
Spider-Man
and that's
saved
why
her.
Spider-Man appeared out of nowhere, yeah.
So he saved her, and she's just sitting there in her underwears and panties, and she's like terrified. She's on the roof of a building and she's like, I almost died. And that was pretty real. Like it was pretty dark story with the exception of Deadpool coming in and making some witty remarks from time to time. But After that happens, they go on like a mission on a riverboat gambling casino to protect the casino owner, and they sort of save him from getting kidnapped and captured because he's not paying his bills, and he can't even pay Domino and Cowgirl and Diamondback, so they end up owning the whole boat. Thought that was pretty funny. And I like the playoff of the cooks. Like, they have a cook there that can't cook for shit. So
Yeah,
they want to
who's on
fire
the
his
ship?
ass.
And then wasn't the new cook guy, wasn't he like the mutant that they saved like in the first issue?
Yeah.
And he's a chef and he's like, this guy can't cook.
Yeah, well, he was testing the other guy. He was like, do you saw, you know, you use these sticks of butter in the pan before you. And that other guy's like, I don't give a shit. I stick it in the microwave or
Yeah,
whatever.
they're talking about, oh, he's talking about eggs. He's like,
Yeah.
so you put like three tabs of butter in before you put the eggs in, right? He's like, no, I just mix the powder with the water and then put it in the pan.
Powdered eggs.
And then they get into the back, like the history of Domino.
That was an interesting history too, because I didn't see that coming. Because you have the
Oh, the twist with
character,
the kid,
yeah,
yeah.
Topaz throwing her out, and she's with like a really old man, and you're like, well, who the fuck is this old man? And early on, I thought the old man was the scientist that was testing the kids, but it was really the kid that was getting, he was a mutant that got, he would break everything, like he was susceptible to everything, like the pain. So he grew up in constant pain and blaming the little girl that was the daughter of the scientist, grew up blaming Domino for everything. And they were like seeking revenge against her. That was a cool backstory though, because he supposedly has the other mark on his eye, just like she has on hers.
Right, they gave him one
Yeah.
too.
And this character's sort of sympathetic because she really loved him. Like, she was there for him his entire life. But Domino's so scared of everything that she says, I need to go get trained. So she goes to Hong Kong to get trained by Shang-Chi. And that's where it gets funny, because it gets like she wants to get in his pants. There's a lot of sexual talk in captions.
Yeah, wasn't there one of those scenes like they have in the movies where he like takes off his shirt or something and she's like,
Yeah.
holy mackerel.
She even convinces him to go dancing, and the funny part about that is he ends up going. She basically says, if I can knock you on your ass, you're gonna have to go dancing with me. And he's like, yeah, I'll take that bet. You're not gonna knock me on your ass. And he thinks her powers are gone, but she's able to turn him on, so she turns her powers on and does knock him on his ass. And then they go to the dance hall, and they get I was gonna say gang banged, but I mean they get gang
I did
banged.
not see that part. I have to reread that.
They get assaulted by a bunch of old Shang-Chi villains. Razor Fist, and I mean Razor Fist is the only one that I recognized. I didn't recognize any of the other guys. And then she kicked on her powers again, and they all were pretty much defeated just by her, and they feared her, and they're like, okay, we gotta retreat.
Right, and he kind of teaches her how to focus in and use her powers
Yeah, to turn it off and turn it on.
rather than it just being out of her control.
And meanwhile, Cowgirl and Diamondback get assaulted by Topaz and I think they, I forget what they called him, Prototype? I think it was Prototype. And Diamondback gets shot, so she gets to a hospital, but Cowgirl gets pissed off and she like punches the guy that's real susceptible to injury in the face as he's being teleported away,
Right.
and it sort of kills him. And then Topaz goes back her vengeance in Hong Kong to attack it and attack Domino in the finale. And Domino has to knock out Shang-Chi because she was has to kill. She thinks Cowgirl, Diamondback is dead, so she
Yeah, she
wants to
wants
kill.
revenge.
Yeah, she wants to kill Topaz, and she knows that Shang-Chi won't let her, so she does kill her though. And that's kind of how that six issue arc ended. The art was fantastic.
I love the art.
The
Man, that's
Greg
amazing.
Land covers were amazing too. I liked it.
Me too. I thought it was well written. It was a good combination of humor and serious tones and the whole thing about like friendship and the meaning of friendship and stuff. And then the David Baldion art was crazy good.
Yeah, it was. I think I'm on, we're almost caught up because I think there's an annual and then four more issues. So, and I heard they're canceling it and replacing it with another title.
Yeah, I saw that. So, yeah, the second volume is solicited this month, and I guess that'll be the last volume until the, and then they'll switch to the new one, I guess.
Yeah, I think she's going to go on adventures with Cowgirl and all those other characters. And they're going to call them a team of some sort. That's Gail Simone still, I think.
Yeah, I think it's the same team. Which is good. I mean, it seems like it's just the next volume, but they're just kind of renaming it.
4 out of 5 on this one.
I think I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Oh, nice.
Maybe a 4 out of 5. I have to check.
I was tempted. I did rate
I think
I
the
did
art.
rate Domino higher than I did Plastic Man because I read I finished Plastic Man this week too.
Yeah, I think for me the art pushed it over the top. So good. It's so fun and dynamic.
Yeah. I like the wit of it too. Like it had both wit, it was both had a side of humor and a dark side to it that I liked a lot. I think it was a good balance.
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
liked
for
her
sure.
scenes with Shang-Chi. I like how I thought it was funny how she's like I could get these like sexual cosplay outfits and she shows up with her Shang-Chi outfit. And she says, but I could have gotten the
Oh
nasty Iron
yeah.
Fist outfit. So you want me to put that one on? Or I could use the white tiger that just has pasties. That's hilarious. Just like in the
Good
Plastic Man,
stuff.
though. He Plastic Man is like he works he like owns like sort of a strip club. And there's these two dancers that are part of the main characters, the side characters, and they were trying to get at information out of a teacher, like he's a college professor, and he goes to the club a lot, so they kind of like blackmail him and say, well, you'll let people know that you're always at the club, and he gives them the information, and they're like, well, next time you show up, we're gonna give you Crisis on Infinite Laps, and I was like, that's hilarious. They're gonna give him a wicked lap dance called Crisis on Infinite
Crisis on Infinite
Laps.
Laps.
Because at this strip club, they dress like characters. So they'll be like Supergirl or, Catwoman or something like that. But that teacher's gonna get an awesome lap dance, Crisis on Infinite Laps. That sounds like a lap dance I'd want.
You can't turn that down.
You can't turn that one down.
You're forced to. I had to do it. It was comic book related.
Yeah. Was that all of the books that we were talking about?
I believe so.
Well, we got movies.
Yes. What did I see?
Which movie? Wait. Let's go to the Google machines and find something that nobody's ever watched.
Yeah, let me see. Oh, also, I need to leave like in 10 minutes.
Okay. We'll just talk about movies then.
So, why don't you start while I look up what I watched?
Okay, I watched
Actually, I do know a couple things that I
watched.
I watched
Spider-Man.
Oh, I have not seen that yet.
The Edge of the Spider-Verse, and it's my favorite movie of the year. I just thought it was amazing. The guy,
wow.
The Miles Morales character is just awesome, and all the voice actors and the animation and just whoever wrote this, it's just like a love to Spider-Man. I just loved it. Absolutely loved it.
I know that I remember early on I was questioning whether I wanted to see it because it had the weird like animation style. But then before one of the movies we saw that I saw with my son, they showed like it wasn't a trailer. It was like a preview where they like showed a scene from the movie. And it was amazing.
I think it was Venom, I think.
Oh, was it Venom that they
showed
it?
Yeah, it was Venom.
Yeah. And that scene, I was like, damn, that looks good.
Yeah. It's very dynamic. It's very, God, it was good.
We'll probably see that next weekend.
I think like the Rotten Tomatoes scores are off the hook. And like just hearing people like the geeks that were there watching, it was well received. Like they just, I mean, the theater was laughing and I cried during a couple scenes. It got the personality of Spider-Man. I just dug it.
Yeah.
I was like, this is tight. I think your son's going to like it a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. Yeah, we'll see that over break, and then we'll see the Deadpool as well over break.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if you saw the original or no.
Yeah, I've seen the original.
It'll be interesting to see what the difference is.
What they changed. I'm curious to see where they added, because it's not any shorter than the original.
Oh, they added materials?
They must have.
Well, then, I might want to see it.
I don't know. I'll have to see. I'll have to let you know.
You'll have
to text me. It's only playing till Christmas.
Yeah, you'll have
to. Or to the end of the year or something.
Text me and let me know.
I'll do that.
I think I saw one other movie, but while you're talking about yours, I'll have to go to Fandango.
I saw a few, so I have to go through them quickly. I saw The Meg.
Oh, that was a good one.
Which was pretty much as expected. Like, like what do you expect in that kind of a movie? But it was good. It was. I thought it was well done. A Jason Statham movie. But it was good. I like the cast they had. They had a pretty diverse cast with a kid and a bunch of different people. It was funny. It was funny, and
it started like an abyss type world. I liked it. It was like a deep world. Like you're traveling into this dimension on the bottom of the ocean. That it looked like a bottom, but it wasn't a bottom. You could
it's a fake bottom because it's like a frozen layer, and then they went through the frozen layer to the deeper, trying to discover new creatures.
Yeah, and you saw prehistoric creatures in there.
Yeah, there's an investor played by
The Office guy.
Rain Wilson, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they unleashed more than they intended. So that was good. I also watched Destination Wedding.
I never heard of that.
It's with Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder. And it's an interesting movie in that. So it's about these two people who are going to a destination wedding of the guy's brother. Yeah, the guy's brother. So Keanu Reeves' brother is getting married in I can't remember where it was, Hawaii or something. And Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder meet. They don't know each other, but they meet at the airport, and then they're seated. No, I think it was in California, not Hawaii. They're seated in the plane next to each other, and they're seated at the table next to each other at the like rehearsal dinner. And she's actually the brother's ex-girlfriend. So they'd known each other, but they had never met before, her and Keanu Reeves. But the interesting part about it is the entire movie is told, it's focused on them. Like, pretty much they're the only ones who have dialogue the entire movie. So it's them going through all these different scenarios, like going to the wedding and going to the reception and things. But the camera's like on them the whole time in their conversation.
That
So
sounds
it's
very
really.
pretentious.
It's very pretentious. That's why I liked it.
That's
Yeah,
why you
it's very
liked it.
pretentious. It's a yes. It's very experimental, Mike. Very
Yes.
pretentious.
I knew something
The
was strange with that.
had to be some pretension. And then what else did I see? Oh, I saw Mission Impossible Fallout.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, that was really good. Although it was really good, although like the climax of the movie and like at the end, it just like kept going on and on, and every ridiculous thing that could happen, it was happening.
Yeah.
Which it got kind of humorous at the end because everything just kept going wrong. Which, they're gonna save the day at the last second, so but it was good. That's some amazing
I'm not a huge Mission
action
Impossible
scenes.
fan, but I liked it a lot. I saw that one with my father-in-law, and Barb was like, she usually lets me go to movies she doesn't want to see, and Mission Impossible was okay, so I saw that at the theater.
They're just good action movies. Crazy stunts. Which apparently Tom Cruise does all his own stunts in
Yeah, he
those.
hurt his leg in that I mean, the big thing about that is when he jumped like to the side of the building or something, I guess he missed. And I think he
Yeah, he.
broke something on his leg.
Yeah. Yeah, they showed that. Yeah, I can't believe this. Like he actually did like the flying of the helicopter and everything,
Helicopter, yeah.
and the
They
driving the
chase
motorcycle. It's
Yeah, they
crazy.
ch change their the chase scenes on the helicopters are pretty cool too, though. I like them.
Yeah, and I think they said it was the first time that I had been in a movie where there's a helicopter chase scene.
Yeah.
And then jumping out of the airplane at the beginning of the movie. He did all that too. Crazy. And they said they designed those because they're doing, I think it's called halo jumping, where it's high altitude, low. I can't remember what the O stands for. You pull a parachute when you're low. It's what they do, like when they're trying to sneak in somewhere.
Yeah.
So they jump above the clouds and then don't pull their parachute until they're almost at the ground. But they had to, because they wanted to light up the people's faces because it took place at night, they had to make these helmets with these masks that have lights on them. And there wasn't anything on the market, so they had to like invent their own masks to allow them to breathe the oxygen through the mask. It's cool. Oh, and I got Lords of Flatbush from the library, but I haven't watched it yet.
Ha, yeah. The Wanderers too. Don't forget that one.
Yeah, so I have to check on that one.
I bought my Porky's. I got
All
it.
right.
I have it all. I remember the other movie I watched, The Widows or Widows.
What is that?
That is the one where the gangsters get killed. I was surprised to see Liam Neeson in it. He plays the husband of one of the widows, and kind of like the lead bank robber or a scam artist, if you will. And Who else was in it? The guy that plays the Punisher on the TV show, Shane of Walking Dead. The husbands were like big names, so I was like really surprised to see him there because they're downplayed in the movie. And it features these four women that have to do a crime in order to get money to pay off her husband's debt. So their husbands were in debt and they tried to rob somebody they shouldn't have, and that person found out about it. So now they're saying, hey, if you don't come up with the money by so and so, we're gonna kill you. We're gonna kill everyone. So they have to come up with the money. So these four widows that lost their husbands have to get together. Michelle Rodriguez is in it too. And where was that girl? That one girl that I saw her. Oh, she was in that hotel movie that I like so much. I forget what the one was between the hotel that was in Nevada and California.
Oh,
But
yeah.
she was in the so they had like three characters. They had one character actress I've never seen before. She plays the really tall blonde. I loved her character. I thought she was amazing. She's my favorite character in that movie. But The Widows was I give a thumbs up. I dug it. It had to do with politics and crime and money. And these four women had to go perform a robbery, and it has a twist at the end. The twist at the end, I wasn't was the only thing I didn't quite like, but everything else I really enjoyed.
Cool.
Yeah, good
Okay, I have
stuff.
to get going.
All right, well, I'll just wrap up here, and then you can hang up. I'm just gonna give the where they can reach us at. Geek
Okay,
Brunch
I'll sign
Podcast.
off.
Okay.
Or you can say it, then I'll sign
Okay,
off.
geekbrunchpodcast.com. Also at Facebook under the same thing, you can look for Geek Brunch Podcast. Bill is at DBM00. I'm at Mike Myers Brunch on Twitter. Our emails are Mike and or Bill at comicbooknoise.com if you want to get a hold of us. And we'll talk to you guys after the holidays. Say bye-bye, Bill. He's got 3 weeks.
All
Damn it!
right.
Damn
Have a good break, everyone.
I'm so pissed off.
Yes. I'm gonna party like it's 1945
That's right. All right. See you, Bill.
through Prohibition.
Bye.
Bye.